starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
It is 15 after the hour. Good afternoon. You're up next.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes.
How are you this afternoon?
I am very well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's very nice to speak with you, gentle person. I have been a fan of your show for, I would say, about 2 months. I came across it by accident, and I have to compliment you on the scope and realm of the topics that you cover. My question to you is, in the search for the weapons of mass destruction, that there is a use of primates in the field where they are looking for these weapons out in Iraq. And I heard an interview with a Captain Charles Broyhill, who apparently was in charge of this brigade, and I was wondering if you had any opinion on the use of primates and monkeys to look for such weapons. And I was wondering if, I don't want to sound rude, but you listen to the Don and Mike Show ever?
But I didn't get the last part, but... I did hear the belch. There's some people who no doubt are prepared to argue that there are some primates that are of far greater value than some human beings.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I love you so much.
That night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
How's it going?
Right from Anglais?
Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
No.
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing duty now?
Hey! Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their apprentice in around 6 months or so. If you get hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership, and you're reinstated for free.
Dial. We require... Me too. We require more white
wine. He blows all right. He blows big time.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Why'd you don't know could fill a book?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Give me a second here, because I'm working on something. Let me see, we got these guys.
Why don't we always... You never forget them. Hold on.
They're going to lead into a new production element that I think you're really going to enjoy.
CBS presents the television event critics are calling Spellbinding. In a time of uncertainty, one man mastered the politics of hatred. No one believed it could happen until no one could stop him. Witness The untold story of the man who led the world into humanity's darkest hour. The television event of the year. The Rise of Evil.
We're starting. We're starting as a mini-series, but I hope they pick me up for a good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lester Moonves and all the ships at sea. Hey, drink your mead, but in moderation.
Hi.
No man is called discourteous who goes to bed at an early hour.
That's right.
Just ask Don Geronimo and Mike O'Hara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday. Metallica 15er.
Right.
And here's the toll-free number from anywhere in the United States of America, 877-365-3636. From Canada. Yeah, Rob hates them, but that's why he's got the miniseries.
Sure.
800-636-1067 for Canada. And Washington, D.C. here on WJFK. You got your own special phone at 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Here you go. And now all I got to do is just wait. We don't do the welcome thing anymore. So just...
Someone call for a doctor?
There it is.
Perfect.
Hi, there you go. Nice and streamlined.
Wonderful.
Had to bring that in a little earlier than normal today because of that that new Rob open that we're only going to use until the Hitler show is over.
I see. Yes.
Then we'll go back.
Series.
Then we'll go back to the regular Rob open.
The regular hateful Rob open.
That he was. But this one really spotlights Rob.
Sure does.
With his great miniseries.
Yes. And it's synergy.
So hi, and listen, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Here we are now, Mike.
Welcome.
See, now, if you're going to do that, I'm going to start playing the tape again.
What, the Dustin Hoffman tape.
See, that was part of the whole streamlining.
Maybe I don't even know that I'm fond of it, and I am subconsciously. Maybe that's why I say that. Maybe I, you know, but you become attached to things that you're not necessarily close to.
True. I know, but...
welcome.
In time, you'll forget it.
Yes.
I know when I could do that, I would guarantee that you would hate it would be start playing it again.
Yeah, I'd probably get tired of it if you did that.
It's like... Well, no, I don't want to say that. I'm going to censor myself. It's like you and Wimes.
Right.
That eventually, that's why I think you're going to get married again.
You do?
Eventually, yes. Because
think I need that kind of companionship?
Yes, because Wimes are like the welcome tape.
Really?
I think so.
You can't help but be drawn to.
Yeah. I had a lovely lunch with my ex today for her birthday. I took her out for her birthday.
Well, right. Then let me say to Mrs. O'Mara number two.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Welcome.
See, don't you hate it now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's better when I do it.
Welcome.
Well, yeah.
Welcome. I agree.
And you would have been great in Tootsie, too. You would have been great in...
Yeah, now you're opening my brain up so everybody can see inside.
Great in Mrs. Robinson.
How did you know that I wanted to be in Tootsie?
I worked with you every day for 18 years.
She better pull back a little bit. How do you feel about Cleveland? Man, I love that movie.
Guys, look at you now. You're wearing women's underpants
now. I am indeed. A thong.
The whole diva thing. That's you.
That's me, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike.
We need more wine.
Hello?
Yeah, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I saw something about 2 o'clock. I've been waiting for you to come on the air up here in Bangor, PA. I was driving around. There was a meat truck. It said B&M Provisions.
It said what? Wait. Your phone dropped out right at a crucial moment.
The sign said what?
I'm sorry.
The sign said?
The truck said B&M Provisions, the finest meat since 1916. I'm
out
up here in Bangor. I see
that.
I was waiting for you to get on the air.
Thanks. I'm glad you waited an hour. That's,
I know.
Not to be confused with the famous B&M baked beans.
There you go. Yeah, which I always thought. When you were a kid.
I always thought that was funny.
There are two great jokes.
Right.
B&M baked beans, right. And also on Lando Lake butter.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You could fold the little Indian princess's knees up to make it look like she had jugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a skill to do that perfectly.
Fun to practice.
There's some people that do it well, some people that don't do it well at all.
Anyway, what are we doing? Hi, Don and Mike Show. We're almost back on East Coast time now.
Yeah, I'm still almost. Goofy.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Don.
And Mike.
Don and Mike and everybody. Hi. This is Chris from Rochester.
Hi.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Christopher.
I'm a DJ at the University of Rochester, and every day I do a show called The Chris Show. And I really, really like you a lot.
That's a good name for the show.
Yeah, you
stole that from us because me and Mike are the guys that invented.
Yeah, but
Mike and I are the guys that invented calling the show our name.
Yeah, I always say to people, they say, what's your name? I say, I'm Mike. What's the name of your show? It's the Don and Mike Show. I said, which one are you? People actually say that after I'm introduced as Mike.
Funny.
Which one are you? Yeah, people ask stupid questions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Don and Mike Show. Clever. Eh?
Well, I like the people who come up to me.
Hi, Steve.
I like the people that... Well, you're just saying hi to people in the hall now?
No, I'm saying hi to Steve Johnson.
Oh.
Who I haven't seen in the hallway in quite a while.
Hey, Mike?
Anybody want to give him a breathalyzer test? What do you think?
No.
Well, hold on a second there, Chris. What do you think Steve Johnson's breathalyzer would be right now?
Boy, it's after lunch.
10 after 3.
0.8.
0.8?
Yeah. We could just ask him if
you
he's had any cocktails today.
Barely legal? Mm-hmm.
No, I think Buzz means 0.08. I hope he means 0.08.
No, I think 0.8.
You know, when you're talking about that thing where you say, I'm Mike and from the Don and Mike Show, which one are you?
Right.
What I love is, and I got this recently, just I think since we've been back in America, I don't know, I'm in a cloud since we came back.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel the same way.
I'm back.
But somebody said to me, I love it. It's no secret that my real name is Mike. We've mentioned that on the show millions of times.
The three of us are Mike. So you're Don, you're Buzz, I'm Mike, but you're really Mike, Mike, and Mike.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love it when I meet somebody and they go, hey, Don. I go, hi. And they go, or should I say, Mike? Mm-hmm. You know, like it's some kind of guarded secret.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, hey, hold on. Yeah. You have cracked the code, my friend. I've got a special prize for you because you know my real name that I've only mentioned on the radio 8 gazillion times.
People make a big deal about it like they think it's some incredible secret. Mm-hmm. And it's really standard practice in the radio business.
Mm-hmm. I know who it was. It was a guy that's telling us why there was dirt in our water.
You have dirt in your water?
Yeah. Like in the bathtub.
Oh.
And
like grit.
In the toilet, yeah.
Little black, like, things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to get yourself a filter.
Yeah, I know. We figured that out today.
Do you have a treatment system in your house?
Listen, you're talking to the wrong person. You
Chris, I couldn't answer your question.
You got to talk to the man of the house.
I was waiting for you patiently, Chris? The DJ.
Chris? Oh,
I wanted to... Send us a tape, Chris.
Yeah, please do. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Thank God for my wife that she handles all that stuff. I just, hey, hold on a second. I called her and said, honey, look at this. There's some kind of soot in our water. So I'll fix it. She calls the guy. The guy comes out. I don't know what to do. Turn off the water for 24 hours.
Jail, probably.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Then all I know is the guy said, Don, right? I said, yeah. He said, or should I say, Mike?
You're still on a well? Is that where the water's coming from?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you get a filtration system, your pipes will last a lot longer. Our pipes last like 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, they're just thin.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Listen, it's always very confusing to call, especially at the beginning of the show, because we say hello and then we start talking, and you got to just kind of pick your spot to jump in there and say something.
Yeah, bear with us.
Jump in.
Okay, I'm calling a couple, I think it was last week we had those big storms here in the D.C., Baltimore area.
Yeah.
And all the dumb people were just stopping in the middle of the road, you know, and I agree with you guys. That makes me so mad. Sometimes I wish I had a joystick on the dashboard of my trailer with a missile launcher. But you guys defended us drivers, you know, saying, you know, if it wasn't for us, things wouldn't get there. And
all
I really
right, now, let's hold on. Let's make this perfectly clear, that while there are three guys in this room named Mike, the one who is using his real name on the air, Mike O'Mara, is the man who was railing against truckers, mm-hmm. as he often wants to do while
I saw one last night, an 18-wheeler clip a guy. Clipped the rear bumper coming up to an exit because he was going too goddamn fast.
He was just trying to get supplies to you faster.
Oh. And then when the rain comes, they just go mental because they've got the extra weight. That means they track better in the rain, which means they take the luxury of trying to run all the other people
just
off the road.
Just remember this, trucker.
Dumbasses.
Me, Don, real name Mike.
Back in the old days,
the 18-wheeler. Friend.
The truckers in the old days used to be the driver's friend. They used to pull over. They used to assist motorists. That doesn't happen anymore.
You wouldn't be able to get that message of hatred out for truckers, because I'm betting you that the microphone you're speaking in was
came to us on a truck.
On a truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are some bad apples out here, and a lot of reason why you don't see a lot of them stopping anymore, a lot of things can backfire. I mean, there have been drivers who've stopped to help somebody, and just next thing you know...
Hey, I don't need anybody to stop and help anymore. I'm talking about just obey, you know, some reasonable road etiquette.
Listen,
realize the tons of metal that you have.
Listen to me. You enjoy your frozen peas. You enjoy your steaks. You enjoy your beverages. They come to you on a truck. And the next time you go to a store, by God, and your frozen whatever it is not there, you're going to say, why isn't it there? It's going to be because...
apples out here.
It's going to be because some trucker took your advice.
Let me tell you
and
something.
Drove the speed limit.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, I know. Yes? This argument really
Yeah, I get bored with this argument.
It's kind of petered out.
It's just kind of no fun.
It's kind of dead, like Robert Stack.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is Robert Stack.
How you doing?
If it got to you, it got to you with a truck. I'm Robert Stack, the trucker's friend.
Aren't you dead?
I'm dead. I died earlier today. Buzz Burbank told Mike that I died.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, buddy.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, the guy just beat me to it. I was calling to ask him why Rob A. didn't give a shout-out to the widow Stack.
What guy just beat you?
The guy that I just heard Robert Stack's voice. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit slow. I'm calling for
an unsolved mysteries tonight. Yeah, Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak did not give a message to the widow Stack.
What is this? The theme to the Untouchables?
Yes.
No, I have.
Rob, I guarantee nobody listening to the show knows.
No, you need unsolved mysteries.
Mm-hmm. You don't have it.
What should you name the theme to unsolved mysteries?
Yeah, I mean I could recognize it. I don't know the name. It was called.
Could you really?
It was called Robert's theme.
I have it.
You do?
I do.
Now unsolved mysteries is a famous theme.
Yeah. Sure. He was also in Airplane, Joe versus the Volcano, and Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Oh, he was good in the Beavis and Butthead cartoon.
Right. Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries.
All right, hold on. Let's see.
Joan Latta.
Let me see. Let me see if I really recognize this.
This is not the...
No.
It's not the one I recognize.
Hold on.
It's more like that.
Oh, here it is. Robbie had the wrong one.
He's going to put a fake one in now.
No, I'm not.
You have that look on your face.
See the CD? Look at him. See the CD? CD's greatest hits?
Yeah, I see TV's greatest hits.
Watch.
Several numbers on there.
Unsolved Mysteries. You tell me what number it is and you watch me cue it up.
Go ahead, I trust you. Go ahead. Now.
No, please. I want. Look at it. It's on the third column. All the way to the right. Unsolved Mysteries. What's the cut number?
49.
What?
Came on a truck.
Number, see me queuing it up? 49er?
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, play it.
Now watch, when I press the button, it'll start and you'll know.
It'll be Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Here it comes.
Watch the CD machine.
Watch this, I'm watching it.
Are you ready?
Here it
You're
comes.
Not watching.
Here comes the different
watch,
theme.
Watch the machine.
Mike, right. Watch the machine, though.
There we go.
Okay, hold on, just one more time.
All right.
I feel like a magician doing a trick here.
This is all right.
Just because I know you're
nothing
being,
up your sleeve.
You're being difficult because you're tired today. here's the CD.
I was difficult at the end of the show yesterday.
I know, it's carried over. Here's the CD.
Now you've broken the machine.
No, I have. It's not a machine, it's a box.
You've broken the jewel box.
Okay.
I never understood.
You see that?
Yes.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Very simple. You put it in.
Let's see, this has two CDs.
Cut number 49. Oh.
49.
Does it really?
No, I don't know.
Only one cut 49.
There's only one CD.
Okay.
There's the rest of the all box.
Right. Are you going to...
So now
you stop throwing things at me.
No, I'm not throwing them at you. I'm throwing them to you.
All right. Are you going to play it now?
Yes. And watch, please, so you know that there's no hanky-panky going
the
on.
The theme from Unsolved Mystery.
There you go. Cut 49.
I'm an Icelandic boy. I'm an Icelandic pony.
Remember?
I travel around the world.
See, now you wasted because you looked away. You don't see that right now. Cut number 49
is playing.
Is actually playing.
So it was Jan and the theme to Unsolved Mystery.
I hate that. I got all that trouble.
Yeah, I know.
And then you look away.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at these fantastic themes.
Play some more of this. This is. I'm curious if that really is.
Is it?
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries, people didn't realize the body inside the trunk was actually that of Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder.
And what about Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder?
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying. Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries. The mystery of the missing ice cream cone. Whose ass is it in?
Would you stop it?
I
like doing an inside show, but now you're really doing a show that's so inside.
I'm terribly sorry.
God.
No one could really explain what happened to Don's shirt.
You know what? Now, no one tracks with that.
I'm sorry. Now, you had a problem with your laundry today, and that's what I was referring to, and I thought you might explain it.
I don't think it's a problem. I'm happy with the way it turned out.
When Don went to the dryer to pull out his clothing, something terrible had happened. His usually pristine white shirt was covered with blue ink that had cotton onto it from another shirt that he bleached by accident.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
I just explained it.
That's the story. And I think it has a rather... what's the way that jeans used to...
Tie-dye. Mm-hmm.
No, not tie-dye. What
bleached.
No, what's the word?
Stonewashed.
Stonewashed. Mm-hmm. That was it. Thank you, Buzz. Stonewashed.
Hey!
Buzz Burbank had the answer. Mike, as usual, as he has been for the last 3 days, was wrong. wrong.
I did a load of laundry. Uh-huh. And this is why I can't do laundry, because I had I love this Under Armour stuff. Mm-hmm. This rubbery stuff.
A lot of dye in that.
Yeah, and I put in a load of white. Of whites, you'll be happy, Rob. But just whites in there.
And laundry like the greatest. You would never believe it.
And I put the. I thought at the last minute, oh, this thing's dirty too. I'll throw it in. It's purple. Oh. And it came back. All of my laundry has this stonewashed purple look. My underpants are purple. Some of my Green Bay Packer socks are purple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
And this shirt is a slightly skewed purple, but I rather like it.
It's kind of, as I said, it didn't look like a mistake as much as, but something was up with that shirt when I saw you come. Because, I mean, usually the NFL products don't do tie-dye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not really tie-dye.
No, it doesn't look really like tie. It looks like a subtle tie-dye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very subtle. Hello, Don and Mike.
It's very subtle.
So thank you for pointing it out. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I just called to apologize.
For what?
Well, last time I managed to get through your incredible phone screener, Mr. Joseph.
Joe.
Joe? Oh, I'm sorry. I realize it's your show, not mine.
Joe.
And,
this guy's got serious ADD.
What do you mean, dude? We didn't say anything. I just played the tape. You said the phone screener, and I played the...
Joe.
Joe.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe I don't have my radio on.
Joe.
Okay, goodbye.
Speaking of Joe, wait till we get to this later in the show.
Why?
I know everybody loves the Inside Radio articles.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one from Radio and Records from the latest edition, dated May 8th. The Art of Call Screening.
Oh, education.
Behind every great talk show is a great phone jockey. Mm-hmm.
I have looked forward to a lot of these articles, but this one has got to be fantastic.
Yeah. I think you're going to like that. And we'll bring Joden in.
All right.
It's time for that as well. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Paul.
Hey.
Hey, listen, you were talking earlier about your radio names. I never thought that was a bit weird until I started watching the old TV series, Hawaii 5-0. You remember that when they used to introduce those Oriental guys as
Rob knows all the Hawaiian Chinese names. And,
the most important one that you always need to remember is Cam Fong played Chin Ho.
Yeah.
And the question is, why bother?
Why?
Yeah, I just never got that. Why bother with that thing? It just translated well.
Although, here's another thing about that really flies up my butt sometimes when people give me a hard time. Because the truth is, when I got into radio 30 years ago, everybody had a fake name.
Right.
And this is the fake name that I've used for 30 years. And I've, banged thousands of phone pigs with using this name and have built a semi-decent reputation with this name in the industry. And people give me crap. Well, hey, man, you use a fake name. But then, you look to some of today's biggest stars, and no one cares that Tom Cruise's name is really Tom...
Ziggy Manging.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Or that, I bet Keanu Reeves is probably a real name.
Yeah. You never know, but most Hollywood names are in some way modified.
That's true. People don't care. Because they're.
Well,
because...
Who would have ever listened to John Wayne if they knew his name was really Marion?
Right?
True.
That's right. See, and
wasn't Bob Hope Leslie?
Yes. He still is.
Yeah.
Right? He's still. I want to tell you. at least at broadcast time. I want to tell you.
He's still there.
Hello, Don Mike.
Hi, this question is for Mike.
Yes?
Mike, I understand you went to lunch with your ex-wife today.
Yes, I did. And you better be nice or I'm going to get your phone number and come and eat your dog. Are you going to be nice?
Yes, I will.
Okay, this is delicate, you know.
I was wondering what you got her for her birthday.
I can answer.
Was it a nice fat D?
No.
No, but I can answer that.
What's that?
Mike gives her a present every month.
Right.
Oh.
No, actually, what I got her for her birthday was a sweater from Iceland.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Hey, Mike, do you ever hit that again for old time's sake?
No, we do not. We do
really?
Not. No, we do not.
What are the chances of you guys getting back together?
I as I said to someone, and I maintain the same posture that I said months ago, reconciliation is not imminent.
But you guys still hang out all the time.
No, we don't hang out all the time at all. This was a very rare...
Where did you get that idea?
This didn't involve your kids, though.
That's right. And that's why I said it is very rare that we do that. And it was her birthday, and she said yes, and it was fine. But, I think we may be moving into that area where we're going to be friends, and that's what it's going to be, and that's I'm fine with that, and I think she's fine with that. I think we're actually coming to the realization that maybe we really couldn't live together. I really believe that might be happening. But I don't know. We're good friends. We talk all the time. When you have kids, especially young kids, you're attached, whether you like it or not. So you might as well make the best of it. You really might as well make the best of it. And we've had our ups and downs since the separation. But, you know, today was one of the good days, and you take the good days and you enjoy them when you can.
Okay, sorry to slow the show down.
That's okay. Thanks a lot. You were somewhat civil.
Okay.
Goodbye, ass.
Tom Cruise's real name, incidentally, is Thomas Cruise Mapother the Fourth. I'm not making that up.
Wow. So Cruise is part of his name?
Yeah.
All right.
But he really should be Tom Mapother the Fourth.
But is Tom Hanks really Tom Hanks?
I bet it is. I bet it is.
Yeah, of course.
Doesn't he look like
a perfect man?
He is absolutely perfect. God, wouldn't you love someday to just wake up and say, you know, good morning, I'm Matt Lauer, I'm Katie Couric.
Tom Hanks. This is squeaky clean.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing bad about him.
And it's so disgusting. Very rich and so very successful. And
so genuine.
And you know, like every movie he makes is an epic.
Makes you hate him. Really.
Yeah.
Hey, you and I are together on some of the great Tom Hanks movies that we've hated.
We have really been in the vast minority on a number of Forrest Gump.
We hated that.
Hated Forrest
really,
Gump.
Really? How tough is it to play a retard?
Mm-hmm.
I do it every day.
But even past that, the whole business about he was there for everything like S happens.
I know.
It was so jive.
This is documented. Our hatred of this movie is long documented.
Did you happen to treat yourselves to the Goodbye Jane Pauley special on, I guess,
Night? Oh, my God. You want to talk about a circle jerk.
Mike.
You can't say that?
No, you can't say that. As a matter of fact, buttons all over the building went off so quickly that I don't...
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know you couldn't say that. No, just like you can't say... J-O?
Yeah.
You can't say Circle J.
Oh.
Wow.
You can't.
No, you can't.
Huh.
No, you can't.
Sorry.
No, you can't, raccoon eyes.
I didn't either.
What jerk made that rule?
Someone with a circle around his name.
What do you mean raccoon eyes?
Just busting your balls.
Why are you busting? You busted my balls at the end of the show. Why are you picking on me?
I'm busting your
balls. I picked on you the other day. I picked on you with the whole Robin, you were gay thing, so I guess it's paid.
No. I've totally forgotten about that.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. I think it's still lingering. I think
I've got no problem with that.
Stick it in your craw. No, but I mean, that's one that I never say, but I mean, getting back to the Jane Pauley thing, you talk about this often, the self-congratulatory, and so phony, when they were talking about, when they had all her partners talking about how wonderful she was, and...
Hi, this is Jane Pauley.
Apartment. What's that?
Tom Brokaw helped her find her first apartment.
Yeah, that was kind of hinky. But... And her first boyfriend.
And did they talk about her balls?
They had a wonderful shot. It was pixelated. Bringing it back is what they said is the one clip they had of her of Tom Cruise's. What did you think when you were decided to be the greatest actor of the 20th century?
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's just, that was the whole tenor.
Well,
she's got the
Diane Sawyer School of Interviewing.
Yeah, yeah. And then also bad footage of Michael J. Fox really shaken.
But, you know, and the thing about her is it was so fun.
I love that. That was a great episode.
Well, there was a new one. This was new Michael.
I mean, so he's really
he's in rough shape.
He is starting to overlap with Tom Arnold.
Hey, I got a
Tom Arnold doesn't have a condition. Not one that we know about.
I got a game for you: real or fake name with celebrities.
Okay,
you know Lisa Herndon. She spends all of her time on the computer.
It's a fake name.
She just gave me a bunch of celebrities.
Oh, sorry.
And Mike, we'll start with Tom Hanks, real or false?
I'm going to say real, just because he's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, yep. Real.
Wow.
Let me go to one that maybe you would think, one that'll fool you. Hold on a second. I know you've heard this one before. Albert Brooks. His name is really Albert Einstein. That's not a joke. How about Rodney Dangerfield? True or false? Real name or not?
Fake name.
Yeah, his real name?
What is it?
Jacob Cohen.
Really? How do you know that?
What a great fake name, though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about Mike Douglas? Remember that name? You know, Mike Douglas, the only white man ever made me moist.
That would be a fake name. I think he's got an Irish name.
Michael Dowd.
Michael Dowd. Do you realize that that is, I have relatives named Dowd.
How about Burt Reynolds?
Fake.
Real.
Really?
No, real.
I would have said fake also.
How about Barry Manilow? Barry Manilow.
Fake.
Barry Manhole. Barely man enough. Yes, it's fake. It's Barry Allen Pincus.
I think that.
Barry Allen Pincus?
Hi, Mandy. This is Barry Allen Pincus. Oh, God. That, whoever that, who's that queer on American Idol? The Clay? The white guy? The,
Clay Aiken.
The guy with the straw hair that it's down to him and Ruben last night?
As it should be.
He, I mean, they did this piece on him where he went back to North Carolina.
Right.
And at first I was thinking, well, this is just a total puff piece to make him look good because he works with TARDs. So they showed him going like, and, you know, working with the Special Olympics and all this stuff. And then they brought him to the Durham Bulls baseball game where he was going to sing the national anthem and throw out the first pitch.
Right.
And you never seen anybody throw like a girl.
Worse than Frank?
Yeah, worse than our old producer, Frank Murphy. Yeah. When he... Now, he managed to get the ball over the plate, but it was like a sideways, almost right. Like underhand. It looked like he could have been in the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
This just kind of underhand, like a really gay, effeminate shot put.
Got right.
It. That somehow made it over the home plate.
I saw that girl that came back from the last season.
Yeah.
Boy, she's a POA.
She sure is.
Man, oh man. And is she one of the, do they only bring the ones back that have like made it in show business? Is
I
that
guess so.
Yeah, because she looked completely together.
I had a giant argument with Frieda last night when we turned that on. I said to Frieda, I wasn't even really watching.
Right.
I was just walking in the room and she had it on and I said, oh, that's the girl that's getting voted off tonight. I guarantee she's going to lose tonight. Frieda said,
Kimberly Locke.
Frieda said, that's not the girl. I said, yes, it is. And Frieda said, look at her. She's not fat like that girl is. And I wasn't looking really intently at the TV. I said, it's her. And she said, hello, it's someone from last season. And I said, it is the girl. There's two guys and a girl left. Why else would they have somebody else on?
That's why they brought Justin Guarini back,
yeah.
Too.
I didn't know. So then, you know, I walked right up in front of the TV in a big 27-inch and go, hey. You're right. It's not the fat girl.
And you were right, though, the girl that the one of the three, she got voted off last
year. Yeah, so now it's dead. Well, you know, the fat guy's going to win. He's the best singer anyway.
You know, I don't know. I it's going to be close. I really, I'm not buying in any phony hype. I think it's going to be a close vote.
But I think that the real hype.
I think, you know, it matters. I really think it's going to come down. What is it, Tuesday night? They have their last big performance.
Yeah, and then Wednesday.
It's going to come down who does the best job on Tuesday night.
I'm looking forward to Wednesday. Is it Tuesday's the voting and Wednesday's the final show?
I think so.
Yeah, Wednesday. When no matter what happens, when Ryan Seacrest and Clay Aiken have great gay sex on stage.
It'll be big ratings.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Big make-out scene.
When they embrace and then they start to kiss passionately and then the clothes hit the floor.
And right as they go to the credits and you see Simon and Paula and Randy dancing, you see Ryan's pants start to come off and Clay go to his knees.
Do you know what I like about American Idol this time around, though? It really, you know, and they were honest about it. They said it's going to be either style or who are the best singers, and it really... You know, you can look at Ruben and Clay and realize that it's certainly not about style. You know, it's about who's got the best voice, and I like that. Yeah. That's good.
Real talent. Hey, how about this one, Mike? Of course you know. Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know he changed that the whole Muslim.
What was his, Lou Alcindor?
Ferdinand Louis Alcindor.
Ferdinand was his first name?
Wow. Ferdinand.
Wow.
Okay, here's one. A favorite of ours, a punchline of a joke. What's the difference between what is it, eating a shoe, or what's that joke about Beatrice Arthur?
What's the difference between Beatrice Arthur and an old shoe?
You'd eat an old shoe if you had to.
Right.
B. Arthur, real or false name?
False.
Yeah. Bernice Frankel.
This is my wife, Bernice Frankel.
All right, I got one more for you. Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, yeah, God, it was on the plane they were doing a profile on him.
Yeah.
That's a fake name.
Well, kind of. It's Kevin Fowler.
Yeah. But his middle name is Spacey.
Oh, his middle name is Spacey.
Wow. Kevin Spacey Fowler.
And is it official?
And he could incidentally be on American Idol.
That's
on that,
what I was wondering.
On that final edition.
I don't care. They're cryptic about that.
He's great. He's a great actor. But, yeah, I believe so.
Well, I think the quote about when he got all upset about stories about him being gay in the tabloids, his quote was something along the lines of, "I'm not out of the closet," or something like that. That he just didn't. Yeah. He hasn't made his sexuality.
Not out of the cupboard.
The cupboard.
As they would say in Iceland. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
You guys going to be rooting for the Kings tonight for Sacramento fans out here?
Yeah, of course. Sure. What the hell happened the other night?
I don't know. That fag Mark Cuban must have done something to him, made him a little better.
There you go.
I don't know, man.
For those of you around the country wondering what type of logic lives in Sacramento, that fag Mark Cuban must have done something to them. That fag Mark Cuban, who's the owner of the Mavericks, what might have that fag done?
I don't know. The real problem is we lost Chris Webber. We just got to play tough tonight, man.
So how many minutes do you think you're going to get in the game?
I don't think I'm going to get any.
Well, I was just wondering. I was just wondering because you said we. And, you know, generally that's guys who are on the team when you say we.
You don't refer to we when you're talking about the Packers?
No, I try not to, really.
Okay.
Because I am a lifelong, and Don knows this, there is no more passionate Boston Red Sox fan than me. I don't think I have ever said we, of course.
You know why?
With
you
the
don't
agony.
Like, you don't like associating yourself with losers.
Oh, man, I tell you, and I was, you know, any Red Sox fan, the negativity of the Red Sox Nation, that's what they call the Red Sox Nation. That is the name of the long-suffering. But to call...
Isn't that a rip-off?
We. No, I think...
Isn't Raider Nation first?
No, Red Sox Nation is 30 years.
Really?
Yeah. Long time.
Hey, one more thing for you guys. I went to the movies this week and I saw a preview for
Raiders.
A movie.
My God, Raiders are fly
Radio,
by night.
Where we got another retarded movie coming out. You seen that one? Radio, played by Cuba Gooding Jr.
Listen, I just want to say you're the smartest guy that's called the show. I don't know, maybe this whole month. I got to get a special prize for you because that Cuba Gooding Jr., or as you said, Cuba Gooding Jr., playing a retard in a movie called Radio. That's great. You think Mark Cuban would be in that movie, that fag?
He might. You never know.
Your soul is filled with hate, sir.
Don, I just...
Let me introduce you to a friend of mine. Rob, say hi to this young man.
Hello, friend. I just went through the files, and this is actually the smartest caller we've ever had.
I feel very proud to have that distinction upon myself.
He's smart.
Well said.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hang on,
go
please.
Kings.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Go Kings.
Yeah, come on, really, go Kings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except for that guy, go Kings.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm wondering, have you seen how Fox is trying to heteroize Seacrest with the pull my ponytail routine?
No, you know, I read something somewhere that there were all kinds of gay groups that were upset that Simon used to kid Ryan Seacrest all the time about being gay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that Ryan Seacrest used to, like, kid back. But Ryan Seacrest, who incidentally is a DJ, you should know that.
Right.
He's a DJ on Star 98.7 in Los Angeles. His comebacks were always like, well, Simon, isn't your favorite song YMCA?
Yeah.
You know, and Simon
they used to have fun with it.
Yeah, but Simon was always very cruel, I thought, and rightly so. Something like, you know, Ryan... isn't your butt bleeding? And then he'd come back and go, don't you like YMCA? Really, really poorly done on his part.
We are still
a
little
high. They got girls holding up signs that say, Ryan, pull my ponytail. I think they're girls.
What's the significance of this?
Would that be like,
I don't know. He did it to some girl last week.
Oral?
Now they're holding up signs that like they want him to pull his ponytail.
They want now. Hold on.
You keep saying his. Are you talking about pull their ponytail or his?
Pull their. He doesn't have a ponytail that I know of.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye bye.
How do you know? Maybe his genital hair is in a ponytail. Maybe he's got one of those
that's
little
stuff to do because you know we played the ad. The unmistakable curl. It only grows so much.
But what if it was ass hair, though?
I think ass hair only grows so much, doesn't it?
Well, I don't.
I mean, have you ever had it? Your butt hair?
How would you know? No, I've never trimmed mine.
I don't think it's necessary.
No,
I mean,
need.
If it was necessary, you'd have it like growing down your leg.
But don't girls have anal waxing?
They do like they would a bikini wax where they just want to get it all removed, but it's not. They're not doing that because if they don't, it's going to grow behind their knee.
Right.
But it might peek out between the cheeks if they let it go long enough.
Well, no, it would only peek out between the cheeks if they had a lot of it.
And only so far. And then it stops.
Really, how
long? And that unmistakable curl.
How far would it grow?
I don't think it would grow very far. I think it, you know, how long is yours? I mean, that's how long it gets. That's it.
Why did you come over here and
leave that out, too?
See, Don.
I know. Why don't you stick your head up my...
does it appear like I know what the rules are?
No. Mike, one last one for you. Of course you're going to know this is fake. Winona Ryder.
That's real.
No, it's not.
I just love her.
Winona Horowitz.
Really? I like her. I just,
you? Yeah. You? Listen. Listen, gay lover. Watch it. I know you didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to say anything at all.
No. Isn't that the Stooges? Or the Stooges were Howard, but weren't they?
They were Horowitz. Not
Horowitz. Okay.
Right. Horowitz.
Horowitz.
Let's clean the lines out now. Get a caller 100. You get the feeling like I do, this is the best show we've ever done.
I don't know. I'm just over here. I'm going to get some cucumbers during the break and put them on my eyes.
This is a test show, right?
Yeah.
This is not a real show. This is just like the one to test out the equipment and
rehearsal.
Stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Phone number. Oh, come on. Well, don't get mad.
I'm not mad. Whatever was a design comment to be funny. I wasn't mad. Okay. No, I was mad before when you called me raccoon eyes. I don't personally attack your appearance ever.
No, nice shirt.
That doesn't count.
That's my appearance.
It's not a physical trait.
That's my appearance.
Not a physical trait.
You've called me on zits and stuff before. You want to call it? Why don't you talk about whatever is.
You mean your finger that's falling off?
Yeah, whatever kind of VD I've got on my finger.
Or the O'Donnell finger.
Why don't we talk about that a little bit? Go ahead.
What, do I really have dark circles under my eyes?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I got some color today. I got some sun.
Well, it's red and black.
It's not black.
It's red and black. I
hate that.
Don't worry about it.
I've been rubbing them too much.
It could be worse. You could have this thing on my finger, and I really don't know what's wrong with this finger.
You've gone to the Blue Lagoon. That would have cleared up 100%.
Mm-hmm. Telling you, this finger's not been anywhere it shouldn't be, yet it is dry, and there's a big cut in the middle of it that won't go away.
Wow. You've got severe dry skin.
I do.
Do you realize people, I don't want to harp on this, but do you realize people from all over the world travel to that Blue Lagoon? Didn't they have, for psoriasis?
Put my hand in the toilet bowl, I'll get the same thing.
No. We should have, you know, we should have gotten you that silica stuff.
Yeah.
You should probably put that on there. It'll probably fix it.
I bought all that junk for Frida.
Try it out.
So I'll give it a try. Maybe it's the plague, Mike. Would that make you happy? If I had the plague on my finger?
No, it would not.
Someday, you just came in here and my finger would just fall off.
Well, no, I mean, if you were here to do the show and stuff.
Then it would be okay.
And I could sit here with my feet up, I'd be happy.
Okay. Clear the lines right now. 877-365-3636.
What do you want?
I was going to say, they've made great strides towards curing leprosy.
God. Ryan, there's a face-off in the crowd, okay? Okay.
You know what you'll be able to do? You'll walk around just with your cigar and try this. Like Papillon. You'll have people like trying their cigar and do it and take the Band-Aids off your hands and do that.
Right, Rocky.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Well, let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use... Look... Let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got the alleged slut.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm a husband first.
The Don and Mike Show. They're the cheese in the devil's mousetrap. Don and Mike.
She'll get mad at me for talking about it, but oh. My wife really loves me.
She does?
I mean... Man, I'm glad she's going through ENS, empty nest syndrome.
Right.
I don't know if she's been practicing on other guys.
Oh, dear.
I got a great DJ today.
You did?
Totally out of the blue. Like, man,
And there was no fuss and no muss.
Huh.
I mean, it was like a dream scenario.
Right.
Absolutely a dream scenario.
That's a special favor for you.
Congratulations.
And that's all. And the guys like me who've been married a long time know, or even you guys have been married a short amount of time know, that's very rare. Well, that's all that's done.
That's, and you know, because usually, you know, it's all 50-50 stuff.
Because I was ready for full man-on-woman love.
Right.
Or in our case, woman-on-man. Mm-hmm. And it was just great. Because I just said, hey, how about it?
Is that how you propositioned her?
No, I said something that I can't say on the radio. I said, why don't you? And then... boom. And normally, you know, I said, getting close. Normally that's when she stops, but...
Right.
All the way.
Congratulations.
And then, bye-bye.
And yeah, I mean, really, total time spent for her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And all you women out there should know, this really make your man happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in an exceedingly good mood. This happened at 10 minutes till 2 o'clock.
Right.
That's why I was a little late getting to work today. Because, see, what I did was I indulged her in some conversation... about ENS,
right?
About empty nest syndrome,
right?
And you know, showed that I cared, which I do,
mm-hmm.
and then thought, well, the solution to this is some vitamin P. I said, well, what you need is some vitamin P. Let's go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you'll be late for work. I said, you're more important than work.
There you go.
Of course, I want to get laid. So I said, come on, let's go upstairs. We got upstairs, and then I just said, how about you? She went, okay.
And that was it.
Yum, yum.
You didn't return the favor?
Didn't have time, Mike. Yeah. Would have loved to have stayed for the next hour.
Late for work.
didn't have time. Got a show to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Mike and the gang...
After you were finished, suddenly work became a priority.
Said, Mike and the gang are waiting on me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get there. Thank you. And thank God she's passed that awkward thing that you go through with all women, where... And I'm sure everybody's been with or heard of a woman like this after that, where she wants to kiss you.
Mm-hmm.
After she's done that heinous act,
yeah,
to completion,
mm-hmm.
like you know, no,
no.
I go, I give her the aunt kiss. Mm-hmm. I was done. I hugged her. I said, "Oh, I really, baby, you're the greatest. You don't
forehead."
I said that was great. Oh, no, I think right cheek,
right cheek.
I said, "You're the greatest. Mm-hmm. Mwah. Love you. See you tonight. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye." And then boom, out the door. I was gone. Oh, it was great.
So you haven't showered since then. So you still have. You have that activity on you, so to speak.
Well, I think it's all out of me.
But you know what I mean. So that's why there's an extra spring in your step.
Yes, really. I am in a more than fantastic mood today.
Well, excellent.
If my wife were to perform that every day, I bet that this would probably be a much happier show.
Mm-hmm.
I think really, you know, even with the sleep deprivation, it would be a much happier show.
I don't think you're going to get that wish.
I don't think so either.
Mm.
But that's why I'm just happy today.
Yeah.
I'm happy today.
One day at a time.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, my friend. And what's your name?
Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
Davidsonville, Maryland.
Chris, caller number 100. Here you go, Chris. You've won fifth row tickets to see the WWE Up Close and Uncensored, MCI Center, Saturday, June 21. Don't miss 25 of your favorite WWE wrestlers. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 at Ticketmaster. Meet Sable.
Ooh.
Wow.
Meet Sable. Everybody meet her at 11 a.m. at the MCI box office on Saturday. Plus, you want a Fox Sunday Summer to Go music cooler filled with Fox prizes. Is this the
nice.
Thing? Is this the thing you stole, Rob?
It might be.
Oh, it's great. This is really a great item. I was mad at Rob that he stole it the other day.
Right.
It's like a big, gigantic green cooler that says King of the Hill on it. Did it have Fox stuff inside?
No, mine. I put my own stuff in.
Watch the Fox season Sunday finales of King,
oh, dear.
Simpsons, and Malcolm Sunday on Fox. Now you'll play for $1,000 with the secret sound. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
It is a common everyday sound. It's not a stapler. It's not a briefcase. It has nothing to do with vacuum packing. And I think I've said too much. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Beastie Boys.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Well, there it is. And I told you, it is not like opening a jar of Pringles or opening a can of beer or soda pop. There it is.
Flame on! I'm gone! I'm so sweet like a nice bonbon!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Good one.
That is a good one.
That really is.
Good job, Lisa. Lisa gets me those song lyrics every single day, and that's one of my favorites.
You could have done Girls, though.
What's that?
I mean, you could have done the song, you know. To bring me dinner.
Girls. Girls. Beastie Boys.
For $1,000, what is that sound?
I'm going to guess, just out of the blue, Clicker Off a Game.
You got to be more specific than a clicker off a game.
You know, like one of those old-time games like Jeopardy, if you used to buy the board game, the little clicker that they give you?
Oh, we're sorry.
100% incorrect.
I think he was talking about a Pop-O-Matic.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Trouble. Remember that game, Trouble?
Oh, I played Trouble with my late grandmother.
But that's not it. Thank you, though. Don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. Now, it's a big week on the Mr. Skin Report.
Wow.
I'm telling you, Mike, I previewed these.
There's some good stuff.
There's one. I hope you've stuck to your diet.
Yes.
And that you didn't have anything bad to eat today.
I did not.
Because even if you had healthful food,
right,
then it's going to come up with one of these pictures we're going to see today.
So we don't have all erotic photos.
No, three out of the four are very erotic.
But then there's just a celebrity that maybe should have kept the clothes on.
Yeah, but you're going to love it. With the world's greatest website, it's MrSkin.com. Don't forget the www.MrSkin.com. Here's Jim McBride. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Big stuff is a good word for some of today's picks.
You know, Jim, Lisa came in with the new items on MrSkin.com today, and if you're going to do them in the order that I have them, first one, incredible. Second one, that's the one that'll make you puke. Third one, wow. And the fourth one, as hot as today's headlines, and a chick I really wanted to see in the nude.
Really?
So let's
very exciting.
Let's get right to it. Before we start, is there anything? Well, The Matrix. Is there any nudity in The Matrix?
Yeah. Well, there's two. There's actually a lot of people are forgetting that Down with Love, the Renee Zellweger movie, also comes out tomorrow because all the hype for Matrix. And I just want to talk about that real quick.
Is that the one with Ewan McGregor?
Yeah. And he's shown package many times in his career, but he's not afraid to get nude. But unfortunately, there's no nudity in this movie. It's a PG-13. Flick, and you do get to see Renee Zellweger in her underwear, but sadly, since the movie is based in New York City, 1963, if you remember what underwear looked like back then, it almost looks like diapers. You know? So it's like there's like the asterisks. I say, okay, there is Renee Zellweger in her underwear, but it looks like big granny panties.
Well, now, let me ask you about Renee Zellweger, because I'd love to see her naked. That's the only reason I saw Bridget Jones' Diary.
Right.
Was because I heard that she was, like, almost naked, but she gained some weight for that movie, and she wears the big grandma underpants in that because she's fat.
Right.
Is this one any better at all?
I mean, there's really nothing to get too excited about skin-wise. As far as she's concerned, early in her career, I've been having some problems. Like, sometimes I think she's really real hot, and
I agree.
Pictures, and then I'm just, you know, I'm a little disappointed.
You know, when she was in Jerry Maguire, I said, this is a POA. She's really hot, and then you know, she's got that kind of goofy smile, and then you'll see like an ad for Chicago where she's all painted up and looks kind of sexy.
No, I disagree. In the ads for Chicago, she looks to me like a little orphan Annie.
A little crumpy.
Yeah, she's got the hair and the curlers and the
right around the Jim Carrey phase of Renee Zellweger, she started looking very you know, like she was medicated.
Right. Well, actually, early in her career is where you find... Now, I want to stress, number one, Renee Zellweger has never done a nude scene, but she did a couple. Early in her career, she did a movie called Love in a 45 from 1994, even before she did Jerry Maguire, in which she was in underwear, and they were real modern-day underwear, and she was in bed with this dude, and she got the creepers where it kind of... It's not a thong, but it's creeping up, so that was pretty cool. I can't count that as an official nude scene because she was in underwear. And then another movie, Empire Records, which has... Liv Tyler in one of my favorite Catholic schoolgirl outfits stripped down to her underwear scenes, but also Renee Zellweger is in her underwear in that. So those are a couple good ones to check out, but she just hasn't done a nude scene yet.
All right, and The Matrix Reloaded. Is there any nudity?
Well, it's an R-rated movie, and it had Monica Bellucci and Jada Pinkett Smith, but of course everyone wants to know about Trinity, Carrie Ann Moss, and what you get here, you don't see Carrie Ann's Moss, but there is a scene where she's laying with Keanu, and you do see side right bunnage. I, you know, again, we can't get too excited about this. For an R-rated movie, I was a little disappointed, but I did not expect even to get that. So I was a little, I wasn't too depressed. So, but if you want to see Carrie Ann Moss naked, she did a movie in 1994.
Oh, are you going to start with this one? Well,
she did a movie called The Soft Kill in 1994 in bed with a guy where she was naked, but she also did a sci-fi flick called Red Planet, where as she's getting into the shower, you get a decent sized breast shot.
Wow. I mean, she looks like she's got big breasts.
I want to tell you something, Jim. I've seen that movie Red Planet with Val Kilmer.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have too.
And I don't remember. I mean, I would remember, because this was after The Matrix came out, and I knew, hey, that's the girl from The Matrix.
Maybe it's because you might have had some trouble finding parking for that movie, because it happened in the first 5 minutes or 6 minutes of the flick.
But anyway, here it is right here on MrSkin.com. Carrie Ann Moss from The Matrix and Matrix Reloaded in the movie Red Planet. She's in a shower.
I'm trying to see if that's a nipple or not.
Just touching her right below there's like she's wearing
a wristband.
Wrist thing or something. Yeah. You can kind of see nippage.
And in that movie, isn't it like, as I remember, the premise is it's nothing to be naked in front of these crew guys on this ship to Mars.
The nudity means nothing to them.
Yeah, except it meant something to Val Kilmer.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, great pull there.
Yeah. So Matrix, you really just see side butt, but if you want to see Soft Killer Red Planet, you get some better Carrie Ann Moss skin. But then of course DVDs, and I guess I'll go in the order that you mentioned, because you want to get into the bad stuff. For you, how do you want to go?
Let's,
good or bad?
You know what? Let's go good, good, bad.
Okay, no problem. Let me start. First of all, they're releasing now. We're in the same kind of, quote, age bracket of guys who remember Emmanuel from 1974.
Yes.
Yeah, and actually it's cool. This actually, for as popular a movie as it is, it's hard to find good quality, DVDs of this thing or good quality videotapes of this movie. But what's neat is this week they're releasing a no pun intended, 3-box set of the Emmanuel collection, which includes Emmanuel, Emmanuel 2, and Goodbye Emmanuel. Any dude that was watching cable in the late 70s or early to mid 80s saw these movies plenty of times.
Wow, and Jim, there is some.
I used to watch it on Super TV.
Right.
So did I. That over the air before HBO.
With the antenna you'd put on your belt.
Right. But there is some great girl-on-girl action where they're doing the thing to the girl wearing the hair wrap.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's tons in all three of these movies, Emmanuel, Emmanuel 2, and Goodbye Emmanuel. There's just tons of skin, and of course the star of Emmanuel was Sylvia Kristal. And when this movie came out in 1974, when it was in theaters in the U.S., it was rated X. Now, it is not X in today's standards. It is not like you don't see a lot of penetration. You do at one point see a stripper smoke a cigarette out of her nether region, but it's not your typical. It's not your typical porn movie. So, but it is great. It has tons of great nudity, and I was always a big Sylvia Kristal fan. And this is available. This DVD set is now available this week on DVD.
So she's the girl with the hair wrap.
I'm not sure what picture you're looking at, but she's the recipient of the massage on her head.
I'm looking at one where she's being mounted by the other girl.
Yeah.
Right, now, the next one, I'm going to tell you, this girl, Michelle Pfeiffer, is in Mike's all-time top five.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and the reason I put this on for this week, a lot of guys like you have wanted to know about Michelle Pfeiffer nudity, and she did a movie in 1985 before she was famous called Into the Night with Jeff Goldblum. And the reason I'm talking about it today, we finally found a good digital copy of the movie where we can actually have some high quality pics and clips of this movie, because it's not available on DVD. But
you are such a perv. These pictures from this movie, this is like, how many times did you have to freeze frame to get these shots of her coming out of the shower?
Yeah, a lot of hard work at the Mr. Skin Lab.
She's a skinny mini, man.
27 minutes in, there's a scene where Jeff Goldblum is he's just met her, and he's at her apartment, and she has to go in and change. So it's funny because there's two scenes where she walks back and forth completely nude, leaves her door open, and he's freaking out. And then she goes in the bathroom, and she has to hide some jewels and on her body, and she's completely nude. So it didn't go in her mouth. So there's it's a funny scene, and it's a great butt shot of her, and she has a great
some great glutes, if you will. So Michelle Pfeiffer, the movie's Into the Night. I wanted to show you guys that because it was kind of new this week.
So thus far this week, new on MrSkin.com, you've got Michelle Pfeiffer, you've got Carrie Ann Moss, and you've got the Emmanuel. Now, Mike, are you ready? Are you ready for what I believe will be the biggest turn on? And Jim, get ready for the biggest number of hits you've ever had on your website.
Yep. Yeah, they'll be knocking the site down.
Mike, there's a movie that's just come out on DVD.
I want to make clear that don't run to the video store. I got an advanced copy. It'll be out in 2 weeks. It'll be out in 2 weeks.
Maybe you're familiar with the movie about Schmidt.
I heard a lot about it. It's got to be My Lady.
Oh, man. It is.
Is it Annie Wilkes?
It is Kathy Bates. Yes, Misery.
Kathy Bates.
Well, Jim, walk us through these pictures.
Waddle you through this?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, it's the Jack Nicholson flick.
Oh,
it'll be out on
DVD. My God.
Yeah. Come on, you got to look, Mike. You got to look.
Oh. It's like a car accident. You don't want to look, but you got to take a peek.
Oh, my
God. Take a look at the second page, Mike.
God.
Yeah, she opens Kathy Bates. Jack's in the hot tub. Kathy Bates comes down and opens the robe and surprisingly shows it all. You see the unspun bags, and then you also see... a side shot that is
unflattering.
Pretty
odd.
Yeah.
She has a lot of guts to do this.
No pun intended.
Yeah. My God. Look at,
will you look at those?
Gravity has taken its toll.
Look at those flabby pancakes.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, listen, this is... I know we say this all the time about Jim's site, how great it is, and you can go there and see all these hot actresses. Really, you should go and click on this and just go to About Schmidt. And now, do you put in the name Kathy Bates? Is that what you do to get
it? Yeah, you just search Kathy Bates and you'll go to her page.
All the Kathy Bates.
They're brand new today. And like I said, don't run your video store quite yet. It'll be out if you search.
It's been an interesting segment today. We've gone from Michelle Pfeiffer to Kathy Bates.
Yeah, we work all ends of the spectrum.
Wow. Now, listen, it's always great to have you on the show, Jim. It's the greatest sight ever. Yeah, Mike, I see how far down those nipples hang.
Yeah, but look at that. Right there, that little fold.
She has a fold of skin between her underarm and the beginning. Mike, it almost looks like a third mini breast. You know what it looks like? You remember that movie Shallow Hal where at the very end George Costanza says he has a tail,
right.
And he pulls down his pants and
it looks like a little tail growing out under her arm.
It's a great, great site, www.mrskin.com. He's got it all this week. Carrie Ann Moss, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Kathy Bates. Jim, great week.
All right, guys.
Talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bye, Jim.
Bye. There he is. MrSkin.com. Mike, I don't think the paper smells, but you're...
he can't help himself.
Mike was just... you were smelling the part where she's going in the hot tub.
Yeah, when she's getting into the tub.
You just see that big cow ass?
Right here.
Kathy Bates. There you go. That's right, Mike. How's that smell?
It's good.
How's that taste?
Tastes even better. Man, more nudity from her.
Yeah.
I demand it.
And really, while the full-on shot of her getting in the hot tub is nice, you really have to see the picture on MrSkin.com of her flappy boobs and what appears to be that mini boob that dog tail.
Something's coming out of her underarm.
Hey, that's good Kathy Bates. Yeah.
Very courageous.
God.
What did you say, Buzz? Courageous?
Very courageous.
Yeah.
Courageous.
Oh, she is gutsy to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Have a body like that. Wow.
Mr. Skin, we'll be right back. Among other things, when we come back from the break, we're going to have a pumpkin update.
Oh,
pumpkin.
Good.
Remember we had pumpkin on the show last week from that other website?
Very curious to see how she's doing.
Yeah, and we got another trip to Iceland to give away today as well. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen my baseball?
Sorry. Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You seen my baseball?
Yeah, I seen it. You see that girl over there?
That girl.
She has it. Except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my... Lena?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
Tra-la-la, la-la-la, Little Debbie, the Don and Mike Show.
Right now, we got two things coming up in this break. I need a quick note. It's either Punkin or we're going to do the other thing first. I guess we'll do the other thing first and we'll wait for Punkin.
All right.
Okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Spotlight on Buzz.
Yes.
Before we talk to Punkin, who was on the show last week from a website.
What are we doing?
What have I done?
Well, you've not done anything.
Ah.
Spotlight on Buzz.
Yes.
On the unsung hero of the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Now, we have sound clips of Buzz from his commercials that we play, of course.
Yeah, I agree. It's odd and kind of funny.
Then we got Buzz saying something like this.
I'm not good at making choices, so you'll certainly get no help from me.
And it's not unusual.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Sometimes some BM eater calls up and says, how come you talk all the time during Buzz's news?
Right.
And then
right.
We say, well, because it's news in common. And then we say it's because it's our show. And then,
right.
Say, Buzz has a lot of asides.
Right.
Buzz is a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a way of highlighting that, Buzz was not aware today, but we've been running a separate channel just on Buzz's microphone.
Very good.
So now, let's, is it...
Like with Linda McCartney, sort of.
Button right here, number two?
No, which, okay, BTS. This will be good.
This is everything that Buzz has said in the hour and 20 minutes that we've been on the air today.
Oh, I'm going to time
it. Oh, my God.
Just Buzz. No need to time it.
Oh, okay.
It's just... All right. It's just what Buzz has said.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and roll. Was that you or was that the tape?
No, it was me, I guess.
Is it edited together?
There are pauses between, because it's done digitally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now we'll just wait for the first bit of Buzz to come through. That's the first thing he said on the show today.
Yeah. It's a rehearsal.
He's breathing there.
You know, how long is yours? I mean, that's how long it gets. That's it. No, I'll pass on that, thank you. Wow. Yeah. Sounds like it. Good job. Wow. Gotcha.
That it? Maybe there's more.
Oh.
Yeah, I have Buzz's real mic turned off right now just to make sure that we only get
yeah
what he's said on the show thus far today. Lisa, just open the mic and let me know when we're at the end of this.
Yeah.
You're a good audience, Buzz.
He's having a good time.
We're funny, Mike.
We are.
See?
Right.
Who says Buzz is, does
yes. It, yes.
Doesn't say a lot on this show. Listen to him.
Yes.
Keep looking over to see if he's talking.
No, I've got his mic turned off.
Yes. All right. No. Yeah.
This is just from, today's show.
A mud mask.
I guess maybe from, is this from Iceland now?
No.
Last 10 seconds.
Last 10 seconds.
Just the first two segments today.
Wow. Is that it? Oh, that's it. That's the last 10 seconds.
Bravo!
Wow. There you go. That's what Buzz did.
on today's show.
I'm a chuckler. Actually, there's some things missing from there. I congratulated you on your afternoon delight before the show today.
I think that that's part of. I think they only isolated just where it was the one channel. Or
right.
It's got something to do with Cool Edit with this.
Charlie's going to explain.
Oh, good.
Hi, Charlie. We isolated Buzz's studio and just recorded him and nothing else. And there is 51 minutes of it.
So we just heard a small sampling. Yeah,
very small sample. I thought maybe if you wanted to when he was gone.
Still going.
You can just play it.
See, Charlie's idea, he came to me during this set and he said, listen to this, we've been taping Buzz, so one day we could like not turn Buzz's mic on and just do the show and pretend he's here.
Just kind of give Buzz some deserved time off.
Then. Just roll the tape. Let's just hear what Buzz has had to say thus far on today's show. So there's more, it's just we haven't heard it all.
There's almost an hour and we're thinking maybe tonight he could be part of Ron and Fez's show.
Oh, that'd be great. Be
just
honest.
Leave them a tape, a continuous right. loop.
Well, wow. Anyway, for all of the fans of Buzz, there he's on the show.
Yeah.
Charlie, you getting pumpkin ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I guess it was recueing.
That was the playback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Secret sound applause.
It's Buzz on tape.
That would be his most energetic, would be the secret sound, right?
Yeah, and when I say hello at the top of the show, and, it, you know, it depends on what's happening. Depends on the subject and what's going on.
And also, if we ever really put the time to it and ever wanted to do a real show, we could... write like a fake interview with Buzz.
This is true.
And then, you know, Buzz, what's your feeling about anal? Yeah!
I'd like to have Buzz's isolated microphone when we have sexual content on the show.
Oh, yeah. That'd be different.
Well, you know. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, I'm planning a segment called Buzz, the Sexy Matchmaker.
Ah! Are you going to have Buzz get people together?
Yeah, Buzz will have a chance. That's on tomorrow's episode.
Very good. He is a sexy man.
There he is.
Yeah.
It's too great, isn't it? It's too great.
Wow. I could hear that. I could listen to that all day.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. You all buzzed. Yeah. All buzzed.
I don't think this contest is over yet, Buzz, if that is your real name.
All right. Thank you, kids. Now, listen, last week on the show we had this guy on from GirlsTellAll.com.
Yes, he has a book and he has a website.
And I think I mentioned to this guy, be prepared to get lots of hits. And I don't remember. We could go through the tape and find out what I predicted. He got the first night.
Right.
Over 50,000 hits on his website.
I'm sure he likes us now.
And over the next couple of days, he's received so many hundreds of thousands of hits that he's run out of bandwidth and Dr. Chip bandwidth, and the site is temporarily disabled.
Just like our phones when we're going to ask for people to speak to Pumpkin.
Yeah, now... The girl who was here from GirlsTellAll.com was Pumpkin last week. Remember, she came to the studio. She's a nice-looking girl. We were discussing her after she left. She had big jugs.
Coal miner's daughter, as you two said. Or was that Rob Lowe?
Here she is now. I'll take half credit on that because that's right. Sissy Spacek.
I don't think she looks anything like Sissy Spacek.
Here is Pumpkin. Hey, Pumpkin.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. Now, we were mentioning that your pimp... the guy with the book and the guy with the website emailed our producer Charles to say that he received 50,000 hits the first day, and then he got like 2,000 guys to sign up, you know, to be members of this club. Pumpkin, we wanted to have you on a week later to ask you, did you meet via the internet any fellows who heard you on our show?
Oh gosh, I am so lonely. I got 3 emails.
Only 3?
What? You know why? The reason why is because I'm not a fruit. It's not pumpkin like the Halloween vegetable. It's pumpkin.
Like P-U-N-K-I-N.
I think you said
that. P-U-A-I-N.
P-U-N-K-I-N. What, were people putting in pumpkin?
I don't know. They must have been spelling it wrong because I was expecting to have the entire weekend to go through all these profiles and possibly even maybe go out with somebody on Sunday afternoon, and I didn't get anything.
Hey, Lisa, did you see the email from that pimp?
Yeah.
He got 50,000 hits the first day, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
I would think that most of his hits would have had something to do with
pumpkin,
but, you know.
Well,
that was
people
a problem.
Know how to spell my name now.
That was the problem.
Was that the problem?
That was the problem. People were calling.
Pumpkin.
You know how do you spell it? Pumpkin.
I want pumpkin like that, like Halloween. Yeah.
I think we made it pretty clear that when she was on that it was pumpkin. P-U-N-K-I-N.
And right. I can only ask Pumpkin if she's thought about changing her name to Pumpkin.
Well, actually, when he told me, I asked him. I said, "Can't you just change it? Because I want all this email."
Yeah.
I got three of them. One of the guys was really nice. He works in animal protection, and he's 26, and his picture was so cute. But he's moving in, like, 3 months. And, I didn't want to really go out with...
So he's just looking for a quickie before he leaves.
Yeah, he just wanted to, have a thing. And then I got another email from somebody, but his handle was explicit. It was something like, "I lick for fun."
Oh, dear.
But it's nice.
Sorry.
I'm just not really looking for,
Yeah, I mean,
I want a nice guy that wants to go out on dates and stuff, not this is my sack.
All right, we have some guys who would like to speak with you, Pumpkin, if you don't mind. Let me see. I'll try.
That's a shame that people were putting in Pumpkin.
We'll try one and see how this goes, a guy who wants to talk to Pumpkin. Hello, Danny?
Danny,
hi. Go ahead. Talk to Pumpkin, and that's with an N.
Last name, Noonan.
Yes. Hey, Pumpkin.
Hi.
I eat pumpkin seeds.
Oh,
see,
nice.
Now once again, there's the oral thing, just like the guy that had Lick It or whatever his name
was. Oh, yeah,
same thing we had last week. I want a piece of pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Pumpkin. Number 8 car.
So if anybody goes to... GirlsTellAll.com, if the site is not down at this moment, if they click on the name Pumpkin, P-U-N-K-I-N, they'll see you. How about we meet again next week to see if you get any guys who could spell your name correctly.
Okay.
And Pumpkin, we were talking about you after you left the studio. If you don't mind, well, you're on GirlsTellAll.com. I'm sure you don't mind. How big are your boobs?
I'm a 34C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was pointed out.
Yeah, they were solid. You're not going to even try one more guy for Pumpkin? I feel so bad that was the only, hey, Pumpkin Seed.
I just don't think it's going to go well, but I'll give it a try. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, can I see the Pumpkin?
Hi.
Hey, this is Cam. I was listening to you on the radio.
This is who?
My name is Cam. I want to talk to Pumpkin.
Kay, is your name Kay? Like in Men in Black?
Cam, C-A-M.
Cam.
Yeah.
Cam.
Cam?
Hi, Cam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just moved into the area, and I was listening to you, so I'm pretty nice.
Oh, well, thanks, but I am.
So how old are you? I'm sorry.
Okay, go to the website.
Man. Yeah, I have a huge profile on GirlsTellAll.com.
Hold on, let's try one more guy. Here's Roscoe.
Roscoe!
Roscoe!
Hey, guys.
Hi, you're on the air, Roscoe.
Yeah, I want to talk to Pumpkin if I could.
Hi, I'm right here.
It's Pumpkin.
It's not Pumpkin, it's Pumpkin.
Thank you.
P-U-N-K-I-N.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Pumpkin. Right.
Yeah, go ahead, Roscoe.
Roscoe and Pumpkin.
And I saw your picture. You have dark hair, correct?
Yes.
Yes, you look very lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Perhaps we could go out sometime.
Well, perhaps I will be looking at the email that you send me through GirlsTellAll.com this evening, eh?
Roscoe, what do you bring to the table?
Well, my great sense of humor, which you can tell because I'm a fan of Don and Mike, and I don't know. I guess that's it.
There you go.
Well, now, I believe Pumpkin said she was into nerds, right, if I remember what you're looking for.
I like nerdy guys.
You like nerdy guys? Now, exclusively nerdy guys?
The whole thing, I have to be honest, is the thick black glasses.
Mm.
It really makes me swoon.
Blast.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye, Roscoe.
Blowing out to the drugstore to buy those cheapo glasses.
Well, yes, the kind you find at the pharmacy, the reading glasses, but wearing them for real.
Right.
Pumpkin.
Just something about them.
Pumpkin, darling, let's make a date to talk next Thursday.
Okay.
And tell your pimp that we got his email and that we're happy with the way things worked out. He sent us this entire gigantic... Well, I'll talk about it in a second. Anyway, Pumpkin, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Pumpkin.
Bye, honey. Let me call Broyle.
Honey? The website is up, by the way.
Hello.
Hi. I was talking about that email that you got from the pimp.
When?
The one about the website.
Oh, you talked about that today?
I just talked about it now.
Oh.
About how we got 50,000 hits.
Right.
And he wanted...
he wanted to do something with us. I remember saying no to it, but...
Yeah, he wants to tie into a weekly feature or a segment where we get girls to join and to find dates and things like that.
Yeah, he smelled the money immediately.
And what would he offer us?
His site.
Right. His site that couldn't handle the 50,000.
No, his site, but not his website, his site. He would pluck his eyes out for us.
I'd do it for that. All right, thanks, Chuck.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. He would allow you to plunge your thumbs into his eye socket and pluck out his eye.
Be like a Minority Report.
There you go.
Remember where Tom Cruise, I wish I remembered his last name now. Tom Cruise, that's not his real name.
Humperdinck.
Malthorpe or something like
Tom
that.
Tom Cruise, C-C-C-C-R-U-I-S-E.
Is it Malthorpe?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Good memory, Mike. Thomas Cruise Mapother. M-A-P-O-T-H-E-R. Mapother.
Mapother?
Tom Mapother.
Mapother.
Mapother the fourth.
I'm a Mapother. Sometimes I pose in June, too, though.
Now, thank you, Pumpkin. Thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
Spotlight on Buzz.
Yeah.
In future segments, like I said, if we ever decide someday to be a real show and put some real effort into this, we'll do like a fake interview with Buzz.
That'd be exciting.
Using all of his asides.
My grandfather was a January poser.
Now, it's time for a favorite. We have a trip to Iceland to give away, courtesy of Iceland Air. Planning a trip to Europe? Iceland Air flies to your favorite cities in Scandinavia, Great Britain, and the continent. Call your travel agent or go to IcelandAir.com to book your flight or vacation package. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Yeah, it's time for Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Uh-oh.
And here's how this game works. I love it. Mike's grown to love it. I was going to say Mike hates
it. He's into it. It actually does some good.
Here's how the work it works. Here's the premise. Something you want to say, but you can't bring yourself to say. And it's not, I'll give you a good example. Mike and I were talking today with one of the executives, and we were talking about another executive in this company. I'm not going to mention any names,
Mr. Spicoli.
I know I'm on dangerous ground. But anyway, Mike and I were talking to an executive, and he was mentioning he was in a meeting with another executive, and then I said, did you notice his bad breath? And Mike said, the first time that we ever met with the executive, his breath was incredibly bad.
And then the other individual that we were talking with said, I've noticed that too. But Naked Cruelty would be a classic example of a coworker you have. But it's got to be bad where you really can't even function in a meeting because this individual has bad breath.
That's a good example that you call us and tell us what it is that you would like to say to somebody, whatever the circumstance, and you just don't have the guts to.
Here's the thing, though.
And the deal is I'll call and say it for you because I've got no soul.
But here's a rule, and I think we ought to implement this rule on Donnie's Naked Cruelty. You got to pay the piper on this one. This can't be somebody that you're just looking to never see again. This is somebody you have to deal with the next day.
Yeah, right.
This is a problem-solving mission.
That's
here.
That's right.
Correct.
You know, because people can call with all, hey, I want to tell my ex-girlfriend.
No, we don't deal with that.
No, screw that.
Somebody in your life currently. Phone number 877-365-3636. We'll go through the calls and find the one that's the juiciest. And I got no problem saying anything to anybody. So if you want it said, let me know. And if we decide it's the best, and then I make the call. And the good news is you don't have to say a word. You're just on the telephone, and I'll say whatever it is that has to be said.
Right. And then you win a trip to Iceland.
Wow.
So call us right now. Could you imagine that call if we placed that call to that person?
Yeah, I would imagine you and I would be working on that career as a movie usher.
Starting immediately.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, executive. I'm calling on behalf of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Maybe I'll go into a back room and make a phone call and request one.
They wanted me to tell you that you have very bad breath that's been noticed by other executives in the company. That's the end of our lives.
Yes, it is, Mr. Spicoli.
Now I'm on dangerous ground.
You are.
So we'll break. We'll break. Mike, it could be anybody. That's the thing about this company. See now.
What?
You're on dangerous ground, but you do it
silently,
non-audio.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not Mike O'Mara's naked cruelty.
Okay. Well, listen, it still is the Don and Mike show, though.
Yeah, it is. I know.
The Don and Mike show.
Remember that.
That's why I hate naked cruelty.
Just remember, we're going to the same cell, okay? Call right now, and someone with the trip to Iceland. We'll go through your calls right after this.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fopper. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show. Tastes like chicken. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. So 80s, it's nutty. This actually might be 90s, although it sounds 80s. It's big hair, whatever it is.
It is very big hair. And, well, I want to say ripped jeans because they seem to have had ripped jeans for as long as I've known them.
I think so. Well, let me get out of the Bon Jovi, the happy Bon Jovi, and get into my Alice Cooper music. Welcome to my nightmare. Donnie's Naked Cruelty. What a trip to Iceland from Iceland Air. Coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Let's go through these calls and see if we find one that sounds right.
Very good.
Because I'll say anything to anybody on your behalf. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
This is Zoe or Zoe?
Zoe. Oh.
Zoe, Z-O-E, Zoe?
Yes, it is.
Why did you say Zoe, O?
The E makes O long.
Listen, I'm just canceling you right now.
Yeah, absolutely. There's trouble there.
See you later.
Anything you'd like to say to her?
Jamie, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hello, Jamie.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. Jamie, you're on for Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Who would you like me to call?
My boyfriend.
Okay, why?
Well, he hasn't been able to work out much because he had back surgery, and he's kind of chunky.
Your boyfriend's too fat for you?
Okay, but see, here's the thing. He had back surgery, so he's not able to work out?
Well,
that shouldn't matter to you. It's Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
No, but see, he's got the out because I called the guy and I said, hey, your girlfriend says you're fat. And then he says, well, I had a broken collarbone or whatever.
Right.
So, no. Mike, I know you'd like to go with the easiest possible one, but I'm...
No, that's not it. I'm saying that the whole tenet, technically, of Donnie's Naked Cruelty, you would say to him, it doesn't matter. I'm not saying use that one. I'm saying use it.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
I just think we can do better.
Let's find someone weaker.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's a spirit. Hello.
Is Bobby?
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Bobby, Naked Cruelty. Who and what?
I want to tell a friend of mine that I saw him kissing his sister.
Kissing his sister in what way?
I mean, they were making out, and it was like secret stuff.
That's like a tie ball game.
I mean, it was making
out with your sister. I get jokes.
I mean, it was really weird.
They don't say making out. This is like
kissing your sister.
Kissing
it's a tie ball game. It's just like kissing your sister.
So when you say kissing,
yeah, like,
I would hate to make a call like this and have the guy say, well, it was her birthday. It was giving her a birthday card.
No. It was more like it was in the evening. I walked in the house and I just peeked into his room. I thought he had a girlfriend.
When was this?
This was like a couple of months ago.
Why are you whispering?
Because I'm awake.
Because I'm at work. Again, I just don't trust him because of his delivery. The whole...
He seems like he's lying.
Yeah. This is Bobby.
Telling us about the tie game.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Randy, how you doing?
Hi, Randy. Welcome to Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Who would you like me to call?
My wife.
Okay. Now, let me just say, bless you, Buzz, and please,
thank
in
you.
The future, leave your microphone open.
Okay.
But see, now you're paranoid because you know we might be running the mic on
that's
you.
Right. I did sneeze.
But Buzz just sneezed.
And I hit it.
Now, I love this. Anything to involve a wife or a husband. What is it about your wife?
Well, let me give you a little. My wife and I have been married for almost 11 years, and there's never been any kind of problems or anything, but maybe over the past 6 months or so, it just seems like, not all the time, but more and more, it's been getting a little more foul down there, if you know what I mean.
Your wife has a problem with feminine hygiene?
Well, she washes. I mean, it's not like she's not clean, but there's something going on over the years here. I mean, I don't know if it's because she's getting older or what the story is, but she's starting to smell a little bit.
I like this one.
Does it smell like natural wood down there or what?
No, it smells like it's gross, like you're going to smell.
I really like this one.
It's got a little...
I'm figuring maybe I'll try that.
More of a smell to it, you know what I mean?
I like this one, Dodd. I hate the other one.
What'd you say? Oh, not natural wood, like Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
And I think he's telling the truth. And I like it.
See, now I don't know. We should be playing cards now. Because
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, since when do bits on this show, you and I play poker? But now it's like you're going to go with the one. Here, let me explain, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to go with the one that Mike hates the most.
This game, he knows this game pisses me off. That's why we did it like an hour ago and we're doing it again.
Hold on. We did it more than a month ago.
Me off
we did it. Mike,
my purpose right here is to react badly to whatever. Whatever I react negatively to is what we're going to do. I'm wrong about that. That whichever one I don't like is the one you're going
to
go with.
I just brought it to your attention recently that you didn't like this bit.
No, the last time we did it, you were thrilled. You were delighted at my discomfort.
But we didn't just do it an hour ago.
You were thrilled. You were delighted at my discomfort.
I'll tell you the last time we did it.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You're not going to be ignorant or anything about this, right?
No.
I mean, you're not going to get me thrown out of the house or anything. I mean, just a little nudge would be okay. But
my crap detector is not going off.
Mike, say what you will about me. I'm anally retentive. Wednesday, March 12th.
Okay.
That would be over 2 months ago.
Not an hour ago.
The last time we did it. Over 2 months ago. Rob, how many hours would that be? How many hours would 2 months ago be?
Give me a second.
24 hours a day, let's say it's roughly 60.
240, 780, 14, 15, 60.
1,000. Mike, we did 1,560 hours ago.
Whatever.
Okay, here's another girl. Let's see if it goes well with the girl. Lori. Hi, Naked Cruelty here. Who would you like me to call?
My boyfriend.
Why?
Because he never washes between his toes good enough, and they're always really crusty, and it's really nasty.
I like that one.
Sorry.
It's nice and mellow.
Not cruel enough.
Nobody's going to get hurt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Because I'm too nice.
I never should have mentioned that to you. I just, like, said it one day.
I know.
I just said, I was just goofing around. This is a bit of Mike Dunn line.
I know.
Hello. Buzz. Not you.
Yeah.
Some other guy named
There's
Buzz.
There's another one?
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, how's it going?
Buzz, what Naked Cruelty here. What do you got?
Well, I'm in the process of getting divorced, so I'd like you to call my soon-to-be ex-wife and let her know that her mother's pregnant and I'm the daddy.
I don't believe that. I really don't believe
it. And, you know, what I said before when I was setting that ground rule, even though I'm awfully nice, is that
you're not
when that happens? You what you're doing is that's no you know you got to have some kind of pay the piper factor. You know?
Yeah, if you've broken up with this girl, never mind.
I mean, because if you're on the way out, you can say anything, and it's it could be. BS.
And incidentally, you're not that nice.
No, I'm not.
Okay, you know what the nice one is on the show?
Who's that?
Right there. There he is.
He's very nice.
He's the nice one.
Yeah. He's as uncomfortable with this bit as I am.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Are you uncomfortable with this?
Actually, no. And I hate to be, to take the role of show historian, but the last time we did this, Mike had trepidations going in, but at the end of it, it actually ended quite well, and Mike at the end said that he had come around on it, decided that he liked it, and
he was lying.
We all
lying.
Agreed. I didn't mean that.
It was a public
that
service.
Wasn't very nice what lying. I just said, but I was lying.
No.
And I'd like to say I'm very nice. Thank you very much.
Well, you're gay, and I'm gay.
Yes, of course.
You're gay.
If by nice, you mean gay.
And if that's a crime.
Okay, let's go to...
Incidentally, the last three during all this discussion, my crap detector has gone off the last
some
three.
See, that's, Mike, that's what I count on you most.
I know. That's really all, and that is always there for you.
I don't care about you if you have an indiscretion or you're worried if that's wrong. If you have a problem with the topic.
Right, exactly.
I didn't mean indiscretion.
An indiscretion. I have never had any indiscretions, Mr. Man. There's a lot about me you don't know, Mr. Smarty Man.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hello?
Matt, hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What do you got for me, Matt?
You guys got to call my girlfriend. She's been in the process of losing some weight over the past couple months, but her ass is disgusting. And she gets out of the shower, and she dances, and it's cottage cheese-like, and it jiggles, and she's all pressed on it, and she's excited. We're going to Ocean City for Memorial Day. She bought, like, a Brazilian-cut bikini. She's going to wear it out on the beach, and she's going to do nothing but embarrass me with that cottage cheese-infested
ass.
So
is the main purpose of this call that you don't want her to wear the bikini?
No, I want her to realize that her ass is not anything to write home about. She thinks that it's really good, and it's
not. You got to make mental notes of those. You know.
I've remembered all this. Cottage cheese when you get out of the ash.
I just kind
of
like...
You get out of the shower, you shake your ass.
Her ass is nothing to write home about.
Nothing to write home about. Yeah, you're a finalist.
I'm just saying, you know what? Here's how I'm coming along on this now, okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm writing in parentheses for you?
What?
Because I'm trying to help now?
Yeah?
Kathy Bates.
But now, see, now, you,
that's
now you're exaggerating.
That's just cool. An ass that I've got on my mind. Oh, shut up. All right.
Hold on.
Don't start with me.
Hold on there, Matt.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
Hey, this is rollover from the end of yesterday's show.
Yeah. Well, it's been bubbling.
I know it.
It's,
we're trying to help you put a cork in it, I swear to God.
I know you are.
Because I'm telling you, it ain't me. I'm not coming in here today with a kick mic sign.
I know.
I couldn't have come in, let me just prove it to you, in a better mood. Let me just call my Connie, honey, and she'll tell you.
All right, so Matt is a finalist, though?
Yeah, good. Absolutely.
All right, girlfriend has cottage cheesy butt.
Yes. And she thinks she has a nice ass, but it's really bad.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Oh, boo-boo. Let me turn down the radio. I wish.
Hey, look at that. What a nice... I told you.
Wow.
This empty nest syndrome is the best thing that ever happened
to
me.
Don't get all full of yourself. I wasn't listening. I was playing piano, but the radio was up.
Ah, well, Mike is...
uncomfortable. I heard a little bit.
No. But it's a carryover from yesterday. And I just want him to know that I'm not here... picking on him today, because I could not be in a better mood, thanks to you.
Oh, no, that should be true. You, the whole staff should be thanking me, and actually, you know, if I were a woman of low morals, I would accept bribes for the, you know, service I perform for the staff.
He was very happy. He was very happy about coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Completed all the way.
All right. Okay, enough.
Okay, love you.
I love you too, boo-boo.
All right, see?
All right.
So, Mike, if anything, I'm here to help you. I'm your rally monkey today. Think of me as your rally monkey.
I will. I will think of it.
I'm on your side.
I get my mind right. I get my mind. I definitely, maybe it's the jet lag. I just feel like I'm in this, like, weird, edgy way. It's great, in a way.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Except when you're like that, I have to try harder to be nice.
I know.
And it makes me
uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I know that it's me. I know because, I mean, it's weird. It's like this balance between feeling very goofy, very funny, and just wanting to kick somebody's ass.
I know.
And I'll really try to keep it in check.
I sense it.
I will. Everybody says it.
You know what?
Yes, what?
Why don't you just harness it till the news?
All right. Okay, I will. I will. Look, I'm writing them down.
Hi, friend.
Hi.
I'm doing the work.
How's it feel, Buzz? Now I've turned on you as well.
Oh, man. I'm doing the work.
I know you are. You're baby stepping.
I'm baby stepping, and I got, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hi, Don and Mike. Naked Cruelty. Hello. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, who is it you'd like me to call on your behalf?
My best friend, Steve.
Why is that?
Because he's 20 years old and the kid still has not gotten laid.
He's a virgin. Steve is a 20-year-old virgin.
Yes, he is.
not thick enough. Let's try another girl. Laura.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there, Laura. Who is it you'd like us to call?
I'd like you to call Robin.
Why?
My husband and I work together, and we work with this woman, and she is constantly talking about us behind our backs, bad-mouthing us, and yet, you know, I'll come in and talk to her, and she'll ask me to come back.
Goodbye. Go on, Oprah.
Hey, Don and Mike, hello. Michael, you're on the air for Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Michael.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
My wife is in the other room. She's 4 months pregnant, and there's a lot of things I want to do in this coming month.
Yes.
I want to go to happy hour tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to go to the boat race Saturday. I want to go to the beach next week.
Wait a minute, I'm writing these down. Happy hour.
Where's the cruelty in this? It's just you want to do this stuff and...
Well, I was afraid to spring it all on her. Some of these things she doesn't know about, but I want you to tell her I got a schedule going. I'll even go to Iceland without her.
What?
It's my first baby.
Wow. That's...
Wait a minute. So, happy hour, you want to go to the boat race?
I want to go to the beach. She knows about the beach.
By yourself?
She knows about the beach. I wanted to drag her down there.
Well, no, but I think the only way that I could make this work would be, and he has won a trip to Iceland on the condition that you don't go with him.
That would have to be the condition.
Do it.
But you'd have to do it, and we would make sure that the tickets were not like for Mr. and Mrs. in that.
We put the tickets in the name of your buddy or whoever you wanted to go with.
I'll take my friend she hates most.
Who's that?
Anyone. Who is the crackhead or the drunk or who?
No, I mean, who is really just a first name of a friend that your wife hates the most?
Greg.
And if Don said, if he wins this trip to Iceland, he's going to take Greg.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I want to go to the guys. The guys are taking the boat down the Chesapeake after Memorial Day. So that's four things I want to.
See, you want to go to the happy hour, you want to go to the boat race, you want to go to the beach, and you want to go on the boat trip.
Okay, let me write these down, too. Well, now I'll get it from Mike during the break, because Mike's written it down. And you won the trip to Iceland tentatively, and you're not taking her.
You're going to take Greg.
I'd rather take Bob.
But is Greg the one your wife hates the most?
Yeah, he's real scary.
Well, but it's his trip. Yeah. I mean, I think he could say, how about Greg or Bob?
Bob would really appreciate it. He deserves it.
All right, so we're going to say,
he doesn't trust me with him much either. Sorry to cut you off, Mr. Amara.
Right. I think we got a winner here.
I think you could say Greg and change it to Bob later if it's going to
be. Let's just be honest. Let's go with Bob.
Yeah. Do you want to go? You only have two finalists so far.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We got a break anyway.
All right.
And I'm looking on the screen. It's up. Joe's putting them up here now.
Mm-hmm.
We got another guy calling saying his girlfriend's genitals are not fresh.
That's the one where my crap detector goes off a lot, because we get a lot of that.
Here's one. Boss is fat, smells like alcohol. Well, that sounds like somebody making up what we were just talking about, bringing up the bad breath thing.
Right, yeah.
And, Joe, why do you keep putting Chris the Loser on the line? We're doing a contest now. This is the third time that Chris the Loser has shown up on my screen. The first time was... wants to paint houses.
Right. Uh-huh.
What was the last one, Rob?
He had a song, didn't he?
Had a song.
Uh-huh.
And now it just says wants to give out his number on the air. So call back some other time.
God, you ass.
Then we have Dustin gave his girlfriend a disease.
Uh-oh.
Ow.
Hold on a second, Michael.
That's pretty good.
Hold on, Michael. Let me just check this guy out.
Yeah.
Hey, Dustin, what's the disease?
I gave my girlfriend SIRS.
Oh, come on.
F you.
I F you.
No, F
that
you.
Ass.
Hey, douche. Why do you call when we have your number on caller ID?
Because he's not a bright man.
He hung up.
SARS. I wish SARS for you on your genitals.
Genital SARS.
Yes. I like this guy.
You like Michael?
Yeah.
Michael wants to go to happy hour. He wants to go to the boat race. He wants to take a trip to the beach without his wife. He wants to go on a boat trip down the Chesapeake. And when he wins the trip to Iceland, he's not taking his 4-month pregnant wife. He's going to take his friend Bob.
I like that. And if that doesn't work out, we'll go with Matt.
Matt has the girl with the cottage cheesy butt. It looks like Kathy Bates. I threw that in.
I just got to make sure that both these guys know it's from Baltimore. Hey, Matt, Mike, where are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
Right. The Legacy. You know you're going to have to drive to BWI to fly to Iceland.
Okay. Could you also tell her that she's not fat from this pregnancy?
That's too nice.
Tell her to get off of that. No. She's using it as a tool, saying, are you going to look at other girls? Are you going to look at pictures?
No. Let's stick to it.
Okay, that's fine.
Hold on a second. Let me make sure the other guy...
God, here I am now really committing now because, you know, really, if you wanted to... Because of that information there, if it was really Donnie's naked cruelty.
Well, see, but I don't want to make something up.
Michael says you look fat.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt?
Yeah?
The girl with the cottage cheese ass is your girlfriend. Where are you calling from?
Good old Odenton, Maryland.
Oh, that's so right.
Odenton.
Odenton.
So are you listening on Live 105 or JFK?
I'm actually on my way home from work, so I'm listening on JFK.
Yeah, but is Live 105 your main station?
When I get back up home, yeah.
Gotcha.
And I was down at the pre-Preakness party yesterday for Live 105, and they're hyping you guys up.
All right there, hon.
That's good. Pre-Preakness. Go out and enjoy yourself.
More.
Look at it. Let's puke in the infield.
All right, hold on a second. When we come back, I'm going to start with this guy Michael's wife.
Michael.
Michael, you got a number where you think she'll be at?
She's in the other room. I'm hiding in the bedroom.
Here's what you're going to have to do then is... When we come back from the break, you give your phone number. Well, I got your phone number on caller ID, but give it to Joe.
Yeah.
And we'll call back, get her permission to go on the radio. And
okay.
Then, hey, and you're not playing us, right?
No. I'm afraid to even say I'm going to, you know, I'm supposed to pick her up from work tomorrow, but I was going to just sit, you know, like stay, you know, I'm taking the day off, so I was going to say, hey, you know, can you take the bus all the way home?
All right, hold on a second.
Now that's legitimate. Tomorrow he wants you to take the bus home.
Either he's a real good actor or he's a real dick. We'll be right back. Someone win today's trip to Iceland.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Mike, we're not taping these spots anymore.
This is a live commercial.
I'll tell you how you can know that this is live. We're doing Naked Cruelty now. We have a guy who wants to go to Iceland without his wife. Singular believes the wireless phone plan should be the perfect fit for you, the one that they have.
Right now, Singular is offering 5,200 minutes for only $24.99 a month. That's 5,000 night and weekend minutes and 200 anytime minutes nationwide, long distance included.
Hey, Joe. Use those minutes on a cool Nokia 1261. It's yours free with a $20 donation to the Special Olympics.
Joe.
And a 2-year service agreement.
Only Singular lets you roll over your unused minutes from month to month on plans starting at just $39.99 per month.
So call Singular Wireless at 1-866-SINGULAR or go to singular.com or visit any Singular Wireless retailer in our area.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details. Singular Wireless is part of the Bell South family.
523.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
The Don and Mike Show.
All the animals in the neighborhood running in circles. I guess that means your mother will be arriving soon.
If you like, I will repeat it. Better yet, I'll let you eat it. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got the phone number here. Let me get rid of Michael so his line is left open. Joe, you got the number from Michael just to double and
Michael
check? Well, we got it right here. Michael, hang up the phone. We're going to be calling your wife.
Okay, can I correct you that I'm going to drag her down the shore next week?
Okay, let me... I'm going to write... we're doing Donnie's Naked Cruelty now for the trip to Iceland. I didn't...
All right, Don, I've got
write any of this down, so Mike, give it to me right now.
All right, okay. Michael, you correct me if I'm wrong. Michael wants to go tomorrow to happy hour.
Cigar happy hour.
Cigar happy hour.
Oh, even better. Well, what kind do you like, buddy?
They're going to feature R.D. Gomez tomorrow.
Great. And on the weekend, Michael wants to go to the boat races.
The Sail Regatta.
Down in Annapolis Way?
No, Delaware River.
Delaware River.
He wants to go...
Now, the beach was the area of confusion. You want me to just take the beach out of the equation?
No, I want her to come down for at least 2 days, 2 nights.
She doesn't want to go.
She wants to go down one night, and it's not worth driving.
He wants you to go to the beach.
At least two nights.
Yeah.
Then you want to go by yourself on a boat trip down the Chesapeake.
Yep.
Down to Chesapeake there, boy.
Oh, yeah. She likes that voice you do.
And now, let me
Marty
see.
Bass.
Now, tomorrow, because you want to go to happy hour, you want her to take the bus home.
Yeah.
When you would normally pick her up.
Well, pick her up from the L.
From the L. Okay. Yeah.
Take bus home tomorrow for happy hour. And
then on the Iceland trip, you're not taking her. You're going to go with Bob.
Right.
Bob, not her. And she's 4 months pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last question for him, because we got two numbers.
Is the last digit that we should call a 2 or a 3 in your phone number?
It's a 3.
It's a 3. Okay, thanks. We're going to call it right back.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Here you go.
All right. Time to call Mrs. Michael.
Okay, Robbie.
Can I call her? Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Don.
Hey, hi, Rob.
How you doing, man?
We're gay, you know?
God, I hope no one finds out.
All right, so Rob is going to call her now and ask her permission to go on the radio.
Very good. It's already out there.
Out of the cupboard.
They ain't over yet.
Oh, there you go. Now it's got to take that part off the air.
World knows.
Here's what we have still waiting, besides the guy with the cottage cheese-ass girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. Let me hear Rob.
And we have your husband, Michael, on. He's playing a contest, and there's a chance for him to win a really great prize, but we need you to come on the air with us.
We have a guy named Fabian who says, here's what it is. This one sucks. Dad plays bagpipes and stinks at it.
How can you tell?
That's not cruel.
All right.
Sally's standing by.
Oh, Sally's standing by. Oh, well, let's get right to it. Hello, Sally?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Sally. This is Don from the Don and Mike Show, and Mike's here with me right now, though he likes to distance himself from me on this segment.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Your husband is Michael?
Yes.
And let me start this call by saying to you, congratulations. I understand you're pregnant. You're 4 months pregnant.
Oh, thank you so much.
And is this your first baby?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
There's a couple of things. We're doing a segment called Donnie's Naked Cruelty. And your husband wanted me to call and tell you just a couple of things.
Okay.
That he, for whatever reason, has not gotten around to telling you.
These are non-negotiable, Don.
Tomorrow night's Friday night.
Yeah.
Actually, this is a two-part one. There's a cigar happy hour that he wants to go to.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, and listen, he's going. And also, because he's going to this, he's not going to be able to pick you up at the L. So you have to take a bus home tomorrow night. Now.
Yeah, whatever.
No, honey.
In the rain.
Yeah, right. Listen, I'm just the messenger, but you just shut your pie hole and listen, please. Okay. This weekend, he wants to go to the Sail Regatta thing with the boat. He's going. Also, he wants to go to the beach. Now you should be happy that in the future he wants to go to the shore. He wants you to go. But here's the deal: you're a pain in the ass that you only want to go for one night, and it's not worth the drive for one night. So be glad that he wants your company, but you got to go there for at least two nights. Now also, he wants to go on a boat trip on the Chesapeake soon with his friends in a couple of weeks, and he wants to do this alone. He doesn't want you to go with him. He wants to go with his friends.
Oh, so he wants to go everything else but the Chesapeake, the boat trip with his friend.
Now, let's review before I get to the last one here. Just so you understand where Michael's coming from on this. Tomorrow night, and I'm just telling you things that he wants you to know.
Okay.
He's going to the cigar happy hour tomorrow night. That means he can't, he can't pick you up. So you got to take the bus home tomorrow. This weekend, he wants to go to the Sail Regatta. He wants to go on the boat, and he's going no matter what you say. Yeah, this is the way it is. This is non-negotiable. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Okay.
He's going to the beach, and be glad now. He's going to bring you, but you got to go at least two nights because it's a waste to drive just to go for one night. Then he's going to go on this boat trip on the Chesapeake, and he's going to go without you because he wants to have a good time.
Without me, have a good time.
Without you. And then finally, for winning this contest on our radio show, your husband has won a trip to Iceland. Now listen to this. You're going to love this. It's fabulous. Two-night, three-day trip for two to Iceland from BWI Airport. Planning a trip to Europe? Iceland Air flies to your favorite cities in Scandinavia, Great Britain, and the continent. Call your travel agent or visit IcelandAir.com to book your flight or vacation package. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. What do you think of that?
Oh, is this true?
It's true, and here's the best part. You're not going. He's taking either Greg or Bob. This is not a joke, honey.
Oh, okay.
No, I listen, non-negotiable. These are the facts.
Yes, I'm saying okay.
You're saying okay.
That's mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thanks for your time.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's all. Oh, and also your ass looks like...
You're telling me everything.
Your ass looks like cottage cheese when you come out of the shower. I'm just throwing that one out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for telling me everything anyway.
So you're going to let him do all these things?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, good.
Okay, now, hold on. We have many, many crab detector calls on the line.
All right, very good.
Hold on there, please.
Okay.
Sally, hold on.
I think that's... I think it's legit the way she would handle that.
All right, let's take some of these crap detector calls. Hello, crap detector.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Why do you think it's a crap detector?
Well, first of all, my ass looks like cottage cheese as well. But I just want to say, this gentleman was citing how she loves your show and loves the Marty Bass voice. And she's probably sitting there listening. And I, quite frankly, I'm a little offended.
All right, thanks.
You know,
let's go to another.
You know, I'll tell you, that guy was such a good caller that I think he's got a little credibility.
Thank you, gentle person.
Crap detector, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, by the way, I'm glad you got rid of the Dustin Hoffman. He was starting to wear out his welcome.
Okay, come on. We get it. Now, why you got a crap detector?
Well, first of all, other than the whole way she reacted, when you first were talking to her, you said... You asked her, is this your first child? And she said, yeah, you know, in that way that communicates, don't you know that already? Didn't he tell you already?
All right, I'll just flat out ask her. Hold on. You know, I got a way to ask her. Sally?
Yes.
Now, you've got an unborn child inside you right now.
Uh-huh.
On the life of that unborn child, what I'm trying to get to is I want to make sure you're not lying about this, that you didn't know about this, and this is not a scam that you and your husband have.
Uh-huh.
Please repeat after me. I, Sally. Hereby swear to God. The Almighty and All-Powerful.
Almighty, All-Powerful. That I was not lying, Don and Mike.
And that if by chance I am lying.
Then if by chance that I'm lying.
This child. Shall be born hideously deformed. And if by chance I am lying about being pregnant.
If by chance I'm lying about the pregnant.
Then. I shall not be able to bear children for the rest of my life.
I shall not be pregnant for the rest of my life.
And. I shall suffer. From genital warts. Please, gentle and all-knowing God. Accept this as the truth. If I am lying. I hope.
My child.
Is born.
With seven arms.
All right.
Amen.
Well, hold on now. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'll be right back, Sally.
Okay.
That's, if you're pregnant, you don't do that.
I don't think so.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got
hey,
a crap.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Crap.
That Vail Regatta, I'm pretty sure that was last weekend.
Sorry, now here's the part. Oh. Pretty sure. You either know it or you don't know it.
I was down there, and unless they do it every, two weekends in a row.
I would assume they had boat races on a regular basis.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Robert in Reno, Nevada on the buzz.
Total crap, man.
Why?
She's a liar. No pregnant woman would do that. I right now, my wife works in an office with five pregnant women, and they would never do that.
Not thick enough.
Never do what?
Do the pledge?
Yeah, that's like breaking the sanctity, man.
No.
So. See, So you're saying she's lying because she took the pledge?
Yeah, that's the worst. This is the worst one you've done, Don. Where's the cruelty, man?
No, see, this is an agenda call. It.
Oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, goodbye.
No, hey, Mike, what's your cup size?
See, you're right, Mike. He's an agenda caller, and I've got 100.
Angry man, having a tough day, pal.
How you think about that?
No, I'm not having a tough day at all, but, man, where's the cruelty?
That's
what you want, baby.
Here's the cruelty. It's your phone number, which I've already given out over the radio.
No, you haven't. You can't, and I don't care.
Didn't you hear? I just...
The phones are gone now.
Yeah. I guess the last time it didn't get out. But for the record, he said he doesn't care.
Yeah, he did say that.
There you go. My kind of listener right there.
Guy's just a ball buster. Mm-hmm. Said to me it's not cruel enough. Then said, Mike, what's your cup size? You're right. He's just a guy just busting our ball.
Total agenda call.
Well, now I got to wait for the phones to go back on.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way that we could verify... You know, I mean, if we really, well, you know, I mean, lots of ways you could verify that she is indeed pregnant. You know, they could send us a doctor's, bill. They could, you know, I mean, there are lots of ways they could, right?
Yeah, a urine sample.
A urine sample.
You know what I'm
Rob
sure?
Rob can taste it.
I'm sure there are people who will say, well, she could be pregnant still going along with it. But I think so. If that's the case, then even if she thinks it's a goof.
If she thinks it's a goof, she's going to be very surprised when the baby's
Hello?
Born with seven arms.
Seven arms. Yeah, hey, Robert.
Yeah, what's the name of the game? It's Don's Naked Cruelty.
Yeah, and what's cruel is, get this, we have you on tape saying it's okay to give out your phone number.
No, I didn't say it was okay.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Shall we rewind the tape?
I don't care what you do.
Robert. Let's rewind the tape, because this would be the real, you're asking for something cruel, and I think it would be very cruel to give out your phone number.
Hold on.
Hey, Robert, shut up. Let's listen to the tape. The part where we say we're going to give out, I say I'm going to give out your phone number, and you say, go ahead.
It's okay.
You gave it out before I said anything.
Robert. Hey, Robert. Hey, dummy. After I said it the first time, I hit the delay, so it never got on the air. But let's listen to this.
Okay, dumbass, let's listen to it.
Let's see if this would hold up in a court of law.
See, Robert... likes, you know, what Robert likes about the show is I can't put my finger on it. Yeah. But Robert is a very angry guy.
Yeah, and he's just
That's what Robert digs.
You got it, Robbie?
He says he doesn't care.
Robert is.
Let's hear it. Roll it. You got it?
Number two.
Let's listen to yourself, Robert. And let's see if this holds up as evidence of you saying it's okay to give out your phone number.
Which I've already given out over the radio.
No, you haven't. You can't, and I don't care.
Didn't you hear?
I don't care. Did you hear that, Robert?
No, you can't.
Yeah, but you know what? You're a liar because you gave it out.
Hey, Robert, can you stutter a little bit more? Hey, Robert.
You gave it out, but you bleeped it. You said you bleeped it, but on the phone.
Hey, Robert, rewind that again,
and
please.
You said you didn't care.
Listen, Robert.
Right, Robert. How do you like the spotlight being on you,
Robert?
Hey,
listen to this,
Robert. I like it, Mike. How do you like it being on your fat ass?
Hey, dick. Listen.
Hey, Robert.
Which I've already given out over the radio.
Robert, I'll tell you.
You can't. I don't care.
Robert, one thing about my fat ass, it can kick your little fat ass. I guarantee that.
I doubt that.
I guarantee it, Robert.
Hey, Robert, I tell you what. If you really want some cruelty, why don't you hold on, and Mike and I would love to talk to you during the commercial set. Let's see if you're man enough for that.
Okay.
If you really want some naked cruelty?
Yeah.
Because, Robert, obviously you got some issues, pal.
Okay. Okay, has it gotten to commercial yet? Because I'll talk to you.
I look forward to talking to you during the commercials, but I will tell you right now on the air that I really do think you got some issues.
And we do have your phone number, regardless of if we give it out on the radio or not. And I am going to go.
Bad day, you get fired recently. What happened?
I am going to go to the Legal Beagles and say, I got a guy on tape saying I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. You know, I
so
just,
it's fine to give out
I
your
just,
number?
I just called to talk about...
It's fine?
Robert, you said, what's my cup size? You called to bust balls.
Yeah,
that is why you called,
and you
a-hole.
And you called to say, this is not cruel enough, and I in turn say to you, you know what's cruel is giving out your phone number because you're a dick.
Yeah, you're two dicks.
No, Robert, you don't think you're acting like a dick?
No, I think you're a dick.
No, wait. You don't want to dispute the fact that you're acting like a dick?
No, I. You know what? I called with a legitimate complaint.
You listen to the show. A legitimate complaint. That's subjective.
Such a setup.
You know, we're in the middle of doing a bit. We don't need a legitimate complaint.
And the fact that you think it's legitimate is subjective.
What do you think this is? Walmart? You're taking your sneakers back? You don't call us in the middle of the show, you little wimp.
It's all right to call and say, hey, I think it was a bunch of BS, but you call and you
have... You're an agenda caller, and you weren't honest about the reason you were calling.
Yeah, I do have an agenda, dumbass. It's that you didn't play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Oh, so you created the game?
No, but...
That wasn't your
Don
idea,
created
was it?
The game, and he didn't even stick to the title of it. Why don't you let Rob A. do it? At least he has some balls. He could nail it down.
Right. Yeah. Listen, I want to tell you something.
How about you, Rob?
Hey, jerk ass. Now you're doing the divide and conquer. You can't do it with Mike and I. So now you're trying to do it with Rob. Listen, ass. You want to find out how really cruel I can really be in real life?
Yeah.
Okay. You got it.
Okay, buddy.
And I swear on my kid's life.
And you know why do
you
do the show anyway?
Pardon me?
Why don't you know, listen to me, ass? Why do you listen to the show anyway?
Because I love it, man.
Because you love it.
Yeah, you really love it.
You really love it.
You really love it.
I didn't call to bust your balls. I called.
You did bust our balls. You're contradicting yourself with that statement.
I just called to discuss the game with you.
No,
guys.
You didn't.
No. And if you had called like any of the other people to say, hey, I don't think the guy was on the level, we would have said, okay, thanks.
You didn't call to discuss. You called to bust balls.
I called to discuss, you can call us names. Turns into a big brouhaha.
Well,
here.
It's a big brouhaha because you're an ass.
Yeah. No, because you're an ass, and that's what I called to discuss.
Now we're changing it again, right, Robert?
Hey, rewind the tape, and we'll see. You guys turned.
Here's exactly what you said
about Mike. You guys turned on me, and that's the way.
Right. Well, listen. Either way. I stand by
turning on you. I turn on you in any circumstance.
I think what would be really cruel would be giving out your phone number and letting 6 million people call you and tell you that you're a dick. But you don't have the balls for that. You got the balls to call in when you're ID-less, when no one... Yeah, nice move. We've never heard anybody burp on this show before. That's something that's also unique.
Do you think you got balls, Robert?
Yeah, I do.
You do? If you got balls, and you'll say to us right now, then you have my permission to release your phone number on the air.
And I would even give you a prize, and I swear to God I would. That's no BS.
I don't care about the prizes, man.
Well, I mean, if you got balls, you know, that's the one way you could demonstrate
it. And that would really satisfy your wish to have this be cruel, because you would get phone calls from across America.
And they would be very cruel. As a matter of fact, Robert, you'd get everything you wanted.
It just wasn't funny, man.
Charlie?
So you're not answering? You're not answering whether you want us to give out the phone number again?
I don't want you to give out my phone number.
Because that would be cruel.
What about your address? Because I have that.
My address?
Address from where you're calling from at work? The supply company?
Way to go, Charlie.
Okay,
way
Charlie.
To go, Charlie.
Yeah, so...
Hey, Robert.
Charlie, try again,
you effed with the wrong guys, Robert.
Try again, Charlie.
Let me get this straight. We're not doing a game that's cruel enough for you, and you've got real balls, but even if I offer you a prize worth $1,000, you won't let us give out your phone number.
$1,000 doesn't mean anything to me.
Oh, really? Why? You're independently wealthy?
Yep.
Really? What do you do?
I sit on my ass and listen to Don and Mike's show.
But you have no balls, though. You got plenty of room to sit around because you got no balls.
It's the ultimate domain of the coward is where you're sitting right now, Robert.
And I bet as soon as you hang up with us, you're going to go to an internet chat room.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to join all the other losers that listen to your show.
Hold on now. Wait a minute. All the other losers that listen to the show, you got to figure out which side of the fence you're on.
He is kind of all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he knows what he's saying right now.
You're a dick.
Yeah, you're a dick.
Yeah, and then we can do that back.
But I'm a dick.
Yeah, well, hey, okay. Let's get back to what we originally called for. Let's back the game up.
You have a speech impediment?
Yeah, it's called...
Now, what is your problem? Seriously, you sound like you have a speech impediment.
No, he's not retarded.
Yeah, I'm a stutterer.
Well, you stutter? How long you had your stutter?
So I can't be on the Layla show or whatever.
How long have you had your stutter?
Since 2 minutes ago.
Listen, last chance.
Oh, since 2 minutes ago, you had a little trouble with this.
Hey, Robert, last chance before we hang up, and keep in mind we still have the phone number where you work.
And his address.
And your address. Last chance to get any credibility with this audience. If you really want this to be Donnie's Naked Cruelty, we'll give out your phone number. But I bet you won't.
Why would I want to talk to 6 million people, man?
Right.
Well,
you're talking to 6 million people right now, and they all know you're a dick.
Yeah, they know you're a dick.
Oh, no, boy, that's a great comeback,
such a
Robert.
Good debater.
Can you come up with anything besides that?
Do you own the supply company, Robert?
No, Mike, no way. No way. You're not a champion of industry.
Robert was telling me he's independently wealthy, so I was wondering if he owned the supply company.
Yeah.
Or do you stack boxes with your speech impediment and your stutter?
Yeah, that's what I do, Mike.
Yeah. Well, what size is my cup now, little man?
I would estimate probably a...
Really, Dick? Listen, you know what? We're going to be coming to Reno.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be there.
And we're going to love it because... And this I'm also serious as cancer about. I'd love to box you. When we come to Reno, I'm very serious.
Hey, would you like to go out for sushi, man?
I'd like to box you.
Okay,
for charity.
Sushi afterwards?
God. Robert, you got to decide if you're a man or a man you work at as we get ever closer.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful as we stay on the line with Robert.
So things
they're beautiful.
So things are great at the dental supply company?
Beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, wait. I
bet you're feeling pretty good about this call right now.
Hey, Robert, you realize right now that anybody with half a brain listening to this show could pry companies in Reno. And I'm not giving out any government secrets here. I'm just guessing on where you work. And maybe if they called named Robert, maybe Robert's boss might be interested to know that Robert spends all day calling radio shows trying to get into battle of wits that he loses with the disc jockeys. You think so, Robert?
Oh, I think Robert might have bailed.
They dumped out on us.
They did.
They dumped when we started talking about where he works.
But I'm still here.
Yeah,
hello?
You're still here, but the people who are censoring our show are they just deleted it out again. But you know what?
Yeah.
Everybody on hold heard it.
Well, the tooth hurts.
It's gone again.
You meant to say truth, Buzz.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
Listen, anyway, you're a dick, and we've got your number, and you have no balls. And you're not even on the air because we ran out of the light. The lady won the trip, but I guess we'll tell her after the break.
Yes. This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
It up your big fat ass. You know you're the reason we're through.
Hi, Reno.
I'm tired of the yelling and the fights that we had. It won't be cold to you.
Roger.
Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last.
You're our bitch.
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Thank you, love. Shove it up your big fat ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man.
The Cox of the Walk. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We got a fly here. We went way long with plenty of time for Buzz's news and comments. I don't know how much of what went on during the last break you guys heard, because they were deleting out an awful lot of stuff as we continued to find out more about the non-believer out in Reno.
Yes, the agenda caller.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, that guy was the biggest J.A. I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, you can say jackass.
He sits at home with his purple yoga slinger app and does nothing but sit on the internet all day and gay porn. That guy was queer.
Yeah.
I've seen him
Not
out
that
in
there's
Vegas.
Anything wrong with him.
Thank you. Okay.
No, but I've seen him out in Vegas. He hangs out on the corner in a woman's dress. That's
okay.
What he does.
All right, goodbye.
You so rarely hear someone use the word queer and really mean it genuinely anymore.
Now, and purple yogurt slinger in the same sentence.
Now, queer! I'm past that guy. We're going to deal with that guy privately.
Okay. Yes.
Excellent.
Let's find out, and I believe I have a way to find out if we were being lied to.
Very good.
Which was our only concern. I don't care.
That was our concern. That's why we were taking the phone call.
I don't care if that guy thought it was cruel enough or not for him. I mean, who gives a flip? We were just having fun with him. Hello, Sally.
Yes, hi.
Put Michael on, would you? Your husband?
Okay, hold on.
Thanks. Michael. And now we have people also calling, saying that Sally's retarded. Michael, you're on the air.
Yes. I would like to respond to these crap detectors.
Yeah.
She likes the Marty Bass voice only when I do it. She can't stand to hear your show. I have to watch Dharma and Greg at dinner time.
All right, now, hold on. Here's all I want to ask you. Now, as I go through my original notes, we're going to do this with the stuff
in the file. You mean the stuff that he was supposed to do?
Yeah.
You wanted to go to the boat races?
Hold on.
Somebody called and said the boat races.
Hold on, yes. I have a question for you.
There was a crew event last week on the Schuylkill River, which is on the other side of the town.
Well, last week, so here's where you might be in trouble. Last week, there was the Dad Vale Regatta.
Yeah.
Okay?
That was a crew event. I said I'm going to a sail regatta.
And that's this coming weekend?
That's what my friend told me. He's going to take his old boat.
Hold on. Here's a crap detector from New Jersey. Must be from the Philly area.
Yeah.
Brian.
Hey, Radio Gods, how you doing?
Yeah, you're calling from the Legacy, right?
Yeah,
Philly,
Legacy.
Right. Okay, so you got a crap detector. We got the guy on the phone now, so go ahead.
Yeah, he said he was going to the Dadville Regatta, and that was last weekend.
No, he didn't say he was going to the Dadville Regatta. He never said that.
Right. He just said he was going to a regatta.
A boat race is really what he was saying.
Right. Well, but no, the word regatta was used.
Later on he said a regatta.
Because I wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So that was your only point of contention?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, you got it.
Let's take another crap detector call. Hello, Doug.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, now listen.
Hey,
the guy Michael's on the phone, so just say whatever you wanted to say to him.
Yeah, well, he's first of all, he's in the house with her. That's a setup right there. I don't think she's pregnant at all. That's why she was able to go along with your oath you made her swear to.
But again, do you have any...
And she's retarded. She couldn't repeat the words back to you. You should play that back and, like, put it on best of. It was great.
All right, now, Michael, what do you say to that?
I went right into my room. She was listening to another show. I was listening to the people as I was walking home from the bus stop. She is pregnant.
As you were walking home? What do you mean as you were walking home from the bus?
Well, I was listening to the first caller.
Michael, come on, step up, buddy. You got to defend yourself here. It's the Inquisition.
You're losing me.
I was hiding in the room. I was whispering when I first called you.
Mm-hmm. All right,
but wait, hold on.
Stuff. Sorry.
How could you hear the people when you were walking home?
I have a Walkman.
But what were you doing at the bus stop?
I was on my way home from work, and I walked right in, went in. Took a whiz and then went into the room.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Now
you
called.
See, I thought you were talking about the people who were calling saying that you were
pregnant. Now, the pregnancy, and the people are questioning the pregnancy thing. Is there anything you have to respond to that?
We took an ultrasound like 2 weeks ago. We don't know the sex yet because they took it too early. The HMO allowed it to happen because her womb was tilted. They couldn't get a sonogram or a the Doppler reading for the heartbeat.
The Doppler reading, the same thing they use for thunderstorms?
At first, yeah. Well, it also detects shifts in frequencies.
So, man, that sounds legit. He went to take
he's just coming up with vague terms. Come on.
All right, now, hold on. Here's someone who's going to back you up. Here's Dennis. What do you think, Dennis?
Don Mike. Hey, the Dad Vale was last weekend on the Schuylkill River.
Yeah.
But there is a sail event on the Delaware this weekend.
That's big.
That's what he's saying.
Two different rivers.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank
you. Schuylkill's on one side of town, the Delaware's on the other.
There is
a sail event this weekend.
We sailed on both of them.
And Robert, hello, Robert.
Radio guys, what's up?
Yeah, you're on with Michael.
Hey, the wife knew, she already knew about the cigar bar and everything.
Because I do that once in a while, whenever they have them.
Yeah, and she sounded like she knew about the sailboat deal also.
Well, nobody's disputing
whether she wants to go to that.
Now, let me just say, the game is naked cruelty. It's not like tell her secrets.
No, nobody's disputing that this subject has come up before, but Don called to say he's going.
She thought it was going to be at night, and she said, I can only have one beer.
Okay, thank you. Let's take one more on this, and I think we're ready to give the guy
a trip. Don, if you'd been able to get her back on the phone, how many beers would you have allowed him to have?
10, 20? How many did you have the last time we went out?
The last time I was drinking wine.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I have a B cup.
Hello, Kit.
Yeah, hey, when Don, when you first said that he couldn't pick her up on tomorrow, on Friday, she started to correct you and say, yeah, on Saturday.
I don't follow that.
Well, she was correcting you like the cigar event that guy was going to was on Saturday.
Well, that guy is on the phone.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
But we didn't know the date of the cigar. We weren't.
The point is.
These are very weak.
She has brought. Here, we are not disputing the fact that she knew some of these events. Mm-hmm. The whole reason he called us is because she said she didn't want him to
go
to
these.
But he
couldn't pick her up, you said, tomorrow from the bus stop.
Listen.
I'm an Icelandic cowboy. I'm an Icelandic pony.
Congratulations, Michael. You're going to Iceland.
I'm a pony.
So now we're gonna issue the tickets though in your name and your friend's name
and in Bob's name. You can't take your wife.
Okay. The only thing she didn't know about was the Chesapeake trip.
Why didn't she object? That's my question: is why Sally didn't object when you told her these things, when Don told her that you're definitely doing this and that, especially if she controls, say, the TV, for example.
Why didn't she object?
Yeah, she seemed to go along with everything just fine. It sounds like something you could have told her. What?
She still thinks this is probably a trick. I still might not be able to do half this stuff.
Listen, regardless, we got a good hour of radio out of it.
Yep.
I'm happy. Are you happy, Mike?
I am very happy.
God bless you, gentlemen. I will document the trip and forward anything you would like.
Hey, we got that guy in Reno out of it.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I'll send him pictures from the brackish lagoon.
And listen, we ain't done with that guy from Reno either.
No, not by a long shot.
Because I'll tell you what.
I think like these pictures.
I think I feel a tooth coming loose.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know about you.
I actually think I need a set of dentures.
Listen.
And I know he's going to have some loose teeth.
Congratulations, Michael. You've won a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to Iceland from BWI.
Yeah!
That's Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
And hold on just a second. Oops, hold on. I pressed the wrong button.
I'm an Icelandic.
There you go. Okay. And now we'll do a nice segue here. There you go.
Oh, brother. Oh, Jesus.
You don't know. I think it was like on today's show, there's been over 30 things that have been dumped out.
It's a good day.
Swiss cheese this show is today. Good luck following this show. You got to be retarded to follow this.
It's not a bad thing.
Today's show only makes sense to retards. But if you're still listening in Reno, we will get our revenge.
Amen.
In total, today's show was only 75 minutes long.
And now let's go to Buzzy.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, your lead story tonight, I know what it is. Mike and I will be calling the guy in Reno during the next break.
Yes, frequently.
That's a future lead story. Today's lead story, the head of CBS TV says he's very proud of Hitler.
Oh,
now,
God.
Now we're cooking with grease. Rob, please. Stop smiling. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Perhaps you remember them as Air Supply, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Let me give you a little heads up on tomorrow's episode.
Oh, big show tomorrow.
We're going to have live in studio David Alan Greer. All I know is he was one of the two snaps up guys on In Living Color.
Naturally funny guy.
Alan Greer, yeah, he's great.
David Alan Greer. Also,
I loved him on MASH.
Mike, that's Donald Ogden.
David Ogden Sears.
Stiers, I think.
Stiers.
Yes, that's of course.
Also, tomorrow, the brand new low budget Jeff Ardee. We're going to get to that article tomorrow. I hope we get this about how to screen phone calls for the radio show.
Fantastic.
And we'll give away another trip to Iceland tomorrow with Buzz, the sexy matchmaker.
Very exciting.
Hope it's not as ugly as today's episode was. Time now for news and comments with Buzz. Brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. Now here's Loverboy on WABC. Vermax.
Dr. DeVella.
Someone call for a doctor?
Clinically tested. Duramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax. On AAA, try VMAX. Now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Garmin Mike. The president of CBS Television knew he had misspoken as soon as he said it.
Are you talking about Lester?
Yep, Les Moonves. Speaking to reporters yesterday, he said, and I quote, "We're very proud of Hitler." He was referring to the made-for-TV movie that will air Sunday and Tuesday on CBS.
So you think.
You know, what was he thinking? What the hell was he thinking?
He meant he was proud of the way the movie turned out. The miniseries, he quickly added, don't put that quote in, that's a career ender right there, he said. Actually, Moonves said he's proud of the movie because it walks the fine line between making Hitler a sympathetic character and cartoonishly evil. The script was submitted to Jewish scholars, rabbis, and historians to make sure it's accurate, and generally, they say it is.
But again, the quote from Les Moonves is...
We're very proud of Hitler.
No, he's not retarded.
There you go.
God.
CBS.
Les, hi, I'm Les Moonves. Now, money CBS could have spent on our Christmas bonuses has gone to hiring the cast of Chicago for the unveiling of the new fall schedule.
Well, now, I heard about this. This is the Broadway musical Chicago. Now, I brought this up today with one of the executives.
Uh-huh.
And this is absolutely the gospel truth. Sirius is cancer.
Okay.
You know these banners that radio stations have?
Yes.
Like where it says broadcasting live?
Mm-hmm.
We got one here at WJFK, our home station.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we have such limited funds at Infinity Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, the letters are reusable. They're like stick-on letters. So they can say live...
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike.
In color form.
Yeah, or it can say live Howard or live Ron and Fez.
Right, right.
So there's only one banner,
mm-hmm.
and there's a giant box of letters.
And they're losing their stick-em.
Now, keep in mind that we don't have enough money to get a banner that says...
We've never had a Don and Mike banner, like a real Don and Mike banner.
Not a real
like,
one,
for instance, when we were at the Final Four,
mm-hmm.
there was a sign... Made out of cardboard
and magic marker.
It said, mm-hmm. Don and Mike show heard nationally.
Nicely done.
So keep
still.
In mind that we don't have the money for this, but the company, our parent company, Viacom,
mm-hmm.
has enough money to hire the Broadway cast, the entire cast.
Yeah, to come out to a group of affiliates.
And the press, not even affiliates, the press,
right.
to sing a song. And wait till you hear, I happen to know about this, wait till you hear about the song.
Well, we also spent money renting Carnegie Hall to showcase the cast of the Broadway musical Chicago. And on that stage, they sang customized lyrics for advertisers about the new shows on CBS TV. The lyrics included, ABC is out of gas while NBC eats horse's ass.
Hey, clever, though. Somebody's really working overtime in the rhyming dictionary.
Remember, these are the same people who brought you.
Uh-huh.
We're proud of Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And again, can we hear that catchy lyric, Buzz?
ABC is out of gas while NBC eats horse's ass.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a great one.
Les,
this is going to fly, babe.
That's great.
I think this is great.
Give it. I saw Chicago the other night. Get them! WJFK's on the line. They'd like $100 to buy some banners.
And I'd like to be the Pope, thank you. Tell them it ain't going to happen. Goodbye.
The usually aggressive Les Moonves was even more so, all but accusing the other networks of lying about their ratings. He also accused the other networks of a bait-and-switch tactic, replacing failed scripted shows with reality series. The flashy presentation also included custom-made clips from The Godfather and CSI. Let me tell you about this. In the Godfather clip, CBS executive Les Moonves and Mel Karmazin are digitally inserted. That's right.
Mel.
Digitally inserted into a scene from the classic film.
Mel is swell.
They're asking Marlon Brando's character to bump off a former CBS TV sales manager who reportedly gave away time on CSI. The message of the video was, you're either with us or against us. In the CSI clip,
Jesus.
The cast tries to identify a body on the slab. The body has brass balls, money coming out of his A, and a heart the size of a grain of sand. The body turns out to be Les Moonves.
Who's proud of Hitler?
Among the notes...
Tough guy.
Among the noteworthy changes on CBS this fall, a new show called Navy CIS I said that correctly. CIS, which is said to be a cross between JAG and CSI.
And I read something in the newspaper today where they were quoted as saying, yes, people might confuse that with CSI, and that's okay with us.
That's what they want.
Yeah. That's okay with us.
That's how they get you.
Playing with the dumb again.
It's part of a rash of new crime shows on the iNetwork, giving CBS 10 hours of crime shows a week this fall.
Your crime network and your Hitler network.
Another a new.
Well, wasn't that a crime?
Another new one's even like CSI.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I know.
Hi, Ralph.
I think the jury's out.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Jesus Christ.
Another new crime show is even
that was a crime, too, Mike.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Thank you. Thank you for that. How are you on? Where do you weigh in on that one?
Well, he was a Jew.
Another new show is even very much like CSI. It's called Cold Cases. And another new one called The Handler will star Joey Pants from The Sopranos. Quoting Moonves, there's a lot of crime. In what could be a kiss of death for the...
This is Les Moonves. I'd like you to inject this into The Godfather. Thank you very much.
In what could be a kiss of death for King of Queens, that show is moving to Wednesdays.
We're going to call Leah Remini, I guess still our friend at some point, and ask her what she's going to do after the show goes off the air next year.
Probably still be on Mondays if she called once in a while.
And the kiss of death for Survivor might be the fact that next fall's seventh season will be immediately followed by an eighth starring contestants from previous seasons.
And they pointed out Richard Hatch is back, and he's still gay, and he's fat.
Mm-hmm.
He's fat again.
I like him fat.
Now, here's the thing about King of,
mm-hmm.
which is what Big Daddy, Rob's grandpa, calls King of Queens,
right?
Big Daddy calls it King of.
What's the thing about it?
Here's the thing about it. Right now, it's in a pretty sweet spot.
Mm-hmm, very much so.
8 o'clock Monday night.
Big night for CBS.
Yeah, it's got the Raymond thing. Mm-hmm. It's got everything happening.
CSI Miami.
It's on against, I don't know what it's on against. Anyway, it's a good time slot.
Yeah.
Putting it on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at first glance, you might say, well, that's there's nothing
on. Not a bad time slot.
It's not bad. Well, mm-hmm. No, there's a little show called American Idol.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
That
the live American Idol show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That
and they're going to have American Idol when that's on in the fall, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everybody.
So they're screwed.
Uh-huh.
So I think I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I know what they did. They said they're putting it out of its misery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves raises, and Ray Romano's getting a big raise from CBS. With nearly $2 million an episode next season, he becomes TV's highest-paid star. The 45-year-old's been making...
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Man, two mil?
Just about.
That is serious cash.
How do you put up with Patty Heaton, Ray?
Oh, what a bitch. Man, I swear to God. Super C!
Hey, what about King of Queens moving off Monday night?
Death wish. Put the hatchet down on the head.
The 45-year-old's been making about $800,000 per episode over the past 2 years.
No,
he's about to make $1.8 million.
Minimum wage. Come on, you lying buzz, like you always do.
This new salary puts him above...
Are you proud of Hitler, Ray?
We're all at CBS proud of Hitler.
The new salary puts Ray above Kelsey Grammer, who was making $1.6 million per episode.
Hey, Kelsey, spend this.
Ray's talked about making next season his last, but CBS says that's not written in stone. Everybody Loves Raymond is the ninth highest rated series on television.
Hey, Kelsey, lick it.
You know what's great?
What?
That Buzz is on the news here for, I don't know, we're going on 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's all been about CBS thus far.
CBS, we're company men.
Yeah, who says that we're not loyal to the Viacom CBS family?
There's your synergy.
And I want to say right now on behalf of everybody at Infinity Radio, what was the quote about Hitler again?
We're very proud of Hitler.
We're very proud of Hitler at Infinity Radio.
We are.
The miniseries.
The miniseries, of course.
Don't take that out of context.
Don't take that out of context like they did with Les.
Emmy-winning and Oscar-nominated actor Robert Stack is dead at the age of 84. He passed yesterday at his home in Los Angeles from heart failure.
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying. The fact of the matter is, I'm not dead at all. I've been kidnapped. What is the unsolved mystery about me? I'm 83 and I'm in a box somewhere.
Here's the unsolved mystery that I still can't figure out the theme to this show. And this is not a goof. This is the real theme.
It was late Saturday night. I was walking home at 83. And I dropped dead.
Hey, Robert?
Yes, Don.
How do you feel about Hitler?
We're very proud. I can't say it. I'm scared.
Go ahead. How does Les Moonves feel about Hitler?
He's very proud of Hitler. The miniseries, of course.
Of course.
Dumbass.
Stack starred in the 1960s TV show The Untouchables. He also hosted Unsolved Mysteries. His big movie from 1957 was Written on the Wind, but he was also featured in Airplane, Joe vs. the Volcano, and Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Right. And, of course, the Widow Stack.
Yes.
There she's packed.
Stack.
Thank you, Ronald Donald.
Pack.
Geraldo.
I no longer lick it.
Thank you, Rob. Geraldo Rivera says, quote, I think the Jews need me right now. Here's the context. The 59.
Somebody asked the Jews listening about that. Do you really need Geraldo?
I don't know.
Take a survey.
Someone asked Jesus.
I will.
The 59-year-old reporter for Fox News will marry his 28-year-old girlfriend at a New York synagogue on August 10th. Rivera is the son of a Jewish mother and a Puerto Rican father.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
I forgot we had that endorsement for him.
Thank you, Michael.
You bet.
Geraldo's fourth bride is also Jewish. A guest at the wedding will include former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Quoting Geraldo, in context, I was not only bar mitzvahed, I was confirmed, but this is actually my first church wedding as opposed to some hippie thing in a backyard. I'm making a conscious decision to take this whole Judaism thing seriously.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
I think the Jews need me right now. End quote.
Geraldo.
Oh, Geraldo.
Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
All right, we get a full segment of news and comments coming up. Any more CBS news at all?
I'll look, but I don't think so.
Okay, well, listen.
Should be funny.
ABC. What was it again? ABC.
ABC is out of gas,
And
while NBC eats horses' ass.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Life. This is the best show we've ever done.
It's so big, you gotta use two hands. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see if Joe's being screwed with here. I just played this tape.
Delightful! This is the best show we've ever done.
And I played that because he screened a call from a guy who says today's show was the best of all time.
Wow.
Really? So I'm curious to see if the guy's on the level or
the guy's duping Joe.
The guy just wants to say something.
Uh-huh.
David.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, you're on the air.
Good evening, Joe person.
Hi.
This is the best goddamn show I've heard in such a long time. It was fun. Everything was going well. Pumpkin. How big are those pumpkins?
Okay. 30, I believe 34
no,
C.
Never mind. I believe
34
you. 34 C? I believe you. Never mind. Okay. Thanks,
Joe.
You
liked it.
Nice job. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I missed the compliment there.
Yeah, but I mean, we thought maybe
Joe.
It might be BS.
Right. Buzz?
Yes.
I have to make a brief statement.
Okay.
During the break, we talked a lot about CBS and the miniseries Hitler.
Yeah.
And we talked about Les Moonves.
Right.
And during the break, I was asked to say, Manassas. This is Radio's on Geronimo. Inviting you to join Rob and I tomorrow night at Brady's in Manassas for the return of Michael Mara and the Crap Blues Band. And Rob and I will be there early for our special booth. That's tomorrow night at Brady's in Manassas.
I even asked Rob during the break if he had the card, and he still duped me on it.
I got you, right?
Yeah, you get me worse with that than with Tom Gavin.
Yeah.
I never see it coming. I thought seriously you were going to have to come in and say, we are really, all the comments made by the host do not represent.
No, besides, we're just repeating what dumb Les Moonves said.
That's true.
Anyway, howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I just told you about Geraldo getting married. Well, Dennis Rodman is also getting married again, and this time he says, you're invited.
How you doing? What's up, Doc? You coming to the wedding? Sure. Welcome to Jack and Dennis Show. How are you doing?
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, you're married.
I'm going to Andrew Plessy. I got news for you. If we lose tonight, or tomorrow night at San Antonio,
What's good? I wish you good luck. And you come to my wedding. You're going to the wedding.
Why do they call it Radio Shack?
How are you doing?
What's up, Doc?
The wedding will be a beach blowout on June 14th, which should thrill the neighbors who've already complained about his noise some 70 times.
Yeah, that's a bit that I don't think anybody likes except us.
I like it.
Shaq and Dennis show, or Dennis and Shaq show.
I can't imagine anybody not liking that. Quoting Rodman.
What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc?
Come to me. Come to my beach blast.
Hey, Phil. Phil, get up off the floor. Phil?
Phil Johnner? Sorry.
How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
Quoting Rodman, everybody's invited. We'll have a ceremony and a concert, too. He actually already married the 36-year-old woman on his 42nd birthday last Tuesday. She is the third Mrs. Rodman. He met her in a bar. They have two children and live in separate homes 2 miles apart.
Wow.
The
What's up, Doc?
Kind of reminds me of somebody.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
The JFK intern we told you about yesterday, the one who allegedly provided sexual release for that president, her name is Mimi. That was what she
went by. The radio station.
Yeah, I was just saying, we don't have a lot of interns.
No, the John F. Kennedy, the President John F. Kennedy intern.
Oh, that JFK.
That JFK intern.
You know what just occurred to me?
And have we ever had an intern that provided sexual release? Yes, Jimmy the intern.
You know what I've just figured out?
What have you figured out?
JFK the president?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet that's why they picked the call letters WJFK.
Here?
You'd thought of that before.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I never stumbled onto that.
What a coincidence.
What are the odds?
Christ.
Here in Washington.
That puts us on the map.
The woman's name is Mimi. Actually,
I always thought it stood for Jeremy F. Coleman. But I guess that...
Coleman was with a C.
With a C, not with a K. You know, we just said C and K. Mm-hmm. We thought it was with a C and a K.
Jeremy F. Crazy Glue.
And now we're dancing around the grandmother of bad words.
Yes, yes, we are.
What with the, what we just said.
We enjoy the
JFK.
Dance. Marion Fahnestock.
And don't forget, listen, this was a quick thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. I know she's not in today's headlines, but... if you see Kay Ballard, you tell her I said have a happy day.
That'll be nice.
For a long time, I thought JFK stood for Jeremy F's Kent. But I guess I was wrong.
That was just our own in-house call letter.
Yeah, but JFK, I got a John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Right.
Exactly what it is.
Well, back in the early 60s, this intern...
That is the sound we play, ladies and gentlemen, when Don has an epiphany.
Hey, I'm not the only one.
No?
I didn't notice you sitting over there for the last 18 years saying to me, WJFK for John F. Kennedy.
Well, I still don't think it means that. I mean, I know you're happy and stuff thinking, but I mean, I don't know whether that's right.
I think it is.
Is she right?
No.
Well, Marion Fahnestock went by the name Mimi back in the early 1960s when she was an intern for the president.
Fahnestock?
We know about all of this now. We know that her claims were true because she's finally talking about it. The now 60-year-old woman tells the New York Daily News that it's a huge weight off her shoulders to finally come clean. Quoting her, "This allowed me to tell my two married daughters a secret I've been holding for 41 years. Quoting her, "It's all true." But she still won't talk about the man. She says, "I think the world knows what he was like."
Oh, that's the spot. All right, who am I in my rocking chair?
With the cushion on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
She left her White House intern job just weeks before President JFK was assassinated.
Old whore.
Mariah Carey.
You think he left a bad taste in her mouth?
Mariah Carey is telling Eminem to get over her. She says she finds it slightly pathetic that the rapper is reportedly saving phone messages she once left him.
Who did she used to be married to?
Yeah, I'm Tommy Mottola.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Tommy
Mottola. I used to be in her Oval Office. That one-faced bitch.
Oh, don't throw those kind of names around. Who are you to be telling
me? I'm Tommy Mottola. And I like Shaq and Dennis.
Thank you, Tommy.
Referring to
how you doing?
What's up, Doc?
Referring to Eminem, Carrie says, I don't know what the hell he's doing. It's a little excessive. Doesn't it seem a little girly?
Carrie Spielberg?
No, Mariah Carey.
Oh, you got to use her first name. Okay. You keep thinking you're talking about Robbie's wife.
Carrie.
Mariah Carey has these phone messages, apparently, that Eminem left on her machine, and she says he needs to get over it.
I'm going to have to start calling her that now.
Mariah?
Mariah Carey Spielberg.
That'll be good.
Report.
It's like I like, everybody should start calling, excuse me, Buzz, but I just remembered this one. Now, it's Lisa Marie Broyhill.
That's right. Yeah,
it's Lisa Marie Broyhill.
True.
That was coined over in Iceland. She's Lisa Marie Broyhill.
What's on the wedding invitation? Lisa Marie.
And Mariah Carey Spiewak.
That's right. And what I'm trying to think for Frida.
No possible, unless you come up with some kind of ABBA correlation. Cause
Freedom Prize Source.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was a stretch.
Free to be you and me.
Ah, that's right.
I got, how about this one? Laura Moneybags O'Mara.
No, stop it. Babe. Watch it.
Moving right along.
Legal document.
You're a generous man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Reports say the real Slim...
Yay!
Reports say the real Slim Shady has been cherishing weird and graphic answering machine tapes in which Mariah Carey talks in a baby voice. She denies the graphic part, quoting again, I'm like Mary Poppins when it comes to that type of thing.
Hey, I want to have some itty dream with you. Hello, this is Mariah Carey. Hello, Marshall?
Marshall Mathers.
Let's have some itty dream in my cities.
But she also says, I have little voices. If somebody has nothing better to do than sit around listening to old phone messages, I'm a little concerned about that. M's people deny he plans to use the messages in an upcoming rap.
You tell me, here is Mariah Carey now. A phone message for Eminem.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? A couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis. And now this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis.
You know, you stumbled on something.
Or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
Whenever now Mariah Carey is ever mentioned and you want to, we have tape of her, she will always be an Elvis impersonator or Elvis himself.
Because you know, see the tie-in.
Do we have any more tape of Mariah Carey?
Yeah, well, because you know, Elvis used to love baby talk.
Yes, he did.
And here, now that was a goof, but here really is the message Mariah Carey left for Eminem on his answering machine.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night.
Mariah Carey.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we goof it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
There she is. Mariah Carey.
One face bitch.
Sandra Bullock has convinced a judge to grant a restraining order against a mentally ill man she says stalked her in three states.
I want you.
She says the man, over 6 feet tall and over 200 pounds, has stalked her for more than a year now.
I love you.
Causing her emotional injury.
Fit the bill.
I love Miss Congeniality.
No, it's 34-year-old Thomas James Weldon, and he suffers from paranoid schizophrenia.
Rob.
His friends call him Rob.
I love you. Rob.
How's your wife, Mariah Carey Spiewak?
She's fine, but I want Sandra Bullock.
And you are?
My name is Rob Spiewak.
Rob.
I'm in love with Sandra Bullock, and my name is Rob.
34-year-old Thomas.
Buzz just barrel through.
Okay. It's hard to barrel through this one. 34-year-old Thomas James Weldon suffers...
Don't yell. Don't scream, dude.
I'm sorry. What the hell got into me? 34-year-old Thomas James Weldon suffers from paranoid schizophrenia and refuses to take his medication. He's reportedly followed Bullock from California to Texas to South Carolina trying to have a relationship with her.
Carrie, where are my pills?
He's reportedly sent faxes, emails, and voicemail messages to her family, her agent, and her production company.
I love you.
He's reportedly asked for money and intimacy.
You know, I on the airplane on the way back from Iceland, I watched that awful movie with Hugh Grant.
Right.
With her, she got the Vish nose.
Yeah, she does.
She got the real Vish nose.
I can get past that.
I mean, I'd still do her.
Yeah, right?
I'd still do her. But
she's never been on my list.
No, she's on mine.
I'd do her.
Yeah.
I do her with your D, but she got the Vish nose.
Well, maybe I'm being affected by, you know, seeing that picture of Kathy Bates today, too.
You've been swayed.
You keep going back to that as a reference point on today's show.
I could produce it for you if you asked for it.
Okay.
It may be in the trash, but I know where it is in the trash.
We gotta
okay, away. Finally, I wouldn't be doing this story if the baby wasn't okay. The baby is okay. That said, let me tell you why Alan Casey and Carolyn Scruggs are suing the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas. Checked into the Rio back in early March. They got a suite, which they shared with their six-year-old daughter and their baby boy. The baby had to be taken to a hospital after he choked on something a previous guest had left behind. The couple says that when the hotel cleaned the room, it should have removed that used condom.
Oh, God.
Oh, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank. Buzz Aldrin Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God.
The baby's
Wow.
This was a pretty good show today.
Jesus.
We should just run this tape every day.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, good day to you, sir.
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 What were you doing in a hotel in Las Vegas?
Well, now I know where I left it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eater Tim.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.